How many of those are the facts you see?
Okay, are we ready? Wait a minute. Oh, looks like mine. We will call meeting to order. Could we all stand and say the pledge? I pledge allegiance
to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Could we roll call, please? Present. Thank you. We'll move the water district number one discussion up so that these guys can do and get on their way back to the pretty North Country. EDU is going to be probably a lot of discussion, but I wanted to go over a couple things with you before they come on. With what we had prior to, which was the first water district vote, what we were looking for was two meter drains. Nothing had to do anything to do with USGA. So when the second engineer came on and said we weren't eligible for two meter grants, the third engineer found that we are eligible for a USGA grant along with one WIA. The process, or calculation, I should say, for the USDA grant is different than what we did when we did water district number one before with the first engineering company. So what they're going to be talking about is stuff that we've never done before, because we didn't have to when Mr. Miller was here. But now that we're into USDA, we have to follow good guidelines, we'll call it, and the calculation is going to be done differently than what we did the last time. So that's why there's going to be such a difference in the EDU numbers. We still, as a board, have to approve whatever EDUs we're going to be going by. If we approve what we had before, there's no way we're going to qualify for USDA. Is that correct?
So the USDA basically has a process by which we have to use the account for EDUs. And if they do not have to use what they can afford to pay, they use that. Community can decide to build however you want. You don't build based on the way that they are practicing their EDUs, you're going to be qualifying for a lot less grant, and the cost for EDUs is going to be a lot higher. So totally up to the community to establish how they want to build. But when you submit your application and you qualify for funding, you have to do it the way that they lay out. I mean, very, very specific requirements for how you have to count the property to be able to earn free revenue.
We pointed the water board that he take care of a lot of this stuff. And nobody that I know, chairperson, has contacted. No one's meeting him. We have to be meeting if we sit here at 11 o'clock at night for 2 hours because this water, that's what the water can do.
So at the last meeting that I attended when we had quite a bit of discussion about the updated project costs, the board decided that they were going to move forward a referendum. That is a public process that has to be undertaken by the town board. That can't be undertaken by a water committee. So there are decisions that the town board has to make. We have two of those decisions that you've got to make tonight that are going to feed into that referendum. So meeting with a committee at this stage in the process, when you have any gone to the referendum and decided whether you move forward with the water project or not, doesn't make any sense.
But all these EDUs are right now? I mean, all that's been changed and called.
So EDA has a presentation, you ask them to do this, they're going to give you a presentation of the overall.
But I wanted to interject that because you're looking at such a good people. You never looked at a USDA before. We we're looking at 2 years, we only thought up that we were eligible for one. So because USDA is involved, there's population process different from what we had before. United States
Department of Agriculture. Rural Development, the federal funding agency. And loan. They provide loans with loans and grants.
Good thing, because if it was just real, we couldn't do it. So,
well, they have here the entire agenda that's no messed up with the entire email we got.
The news?
Yeah.
Well, I'll let them go over, but I want to touch on the fact that the process is different because it now involves USDA's population. Where before, we never had to do that, so we can look at it that way. Go ahead, guys. You need to take away your thunder, but.
Sure. We can get started. We actually have a short agenda that we'll hand out. And before we start, I'd just like this is our first time meeting in person. I'd like to reintroduce, I guess, our team, BCA team. So you might be able to hear you handing out the agenda.
Good evening.
A new team member, Rachel Burnett, is with us. And I'm Greg Smith, here from the BCA. As Marianne said at the last meeting, was my meeting, they're tasked with establishing or reviewing the EDUs based on USDA rural development requirements. So that's a big part of our discussion tonight. We also like to review a few funding scenarios and review an email from the state engineer at USDA rural development. There's three main topics we'd like to cover tonight. We have another handout. This handout we can use information
for. Gregor, I apologize. I was talking to him when you said her name. I missed her name.
Rachel.
Oh, I talked to you in the evening. Thank you. Hi, Rachel.
Hello.
Although, I like Zoom meetings coming from home, but it's a lot nicer to be in person.
Excluding me.
The master will know
the thing. Yeah, so if I see you on the street and don't recognize you, you wore a mask in here.
Put the mask in. Don't wait till everyone tag you and we start talking about being used.
One I want to cover before, don't answer it now, but when we get there, if I own 10 pieces of property, and each one has to have an EDU, do I get 10 votes? Or do I get one? Oh, you don't know?
Okay. Yeah, I'm not. Just one vote, one property.
Well, I need 10. Okay.
But those are lawyer questions, not engineer.
Okay.
There are 15 of these.
I'll ask.
15 different properties.
Okay. And I mean, that's what it was before, but some of the things we did before weren't quite what we needed to do. We just wanted to. Okay.
What was done in the previous engineering report of 2018, which is in your current engineering report. There's a total of 429 EDUs. And there's a summary of how those EDUs were developed in the report that follows. And then the farthest column to the right is the 2020 evaluation that we completed based on USDA rural development on the. And I'll have Rachel go through and give more detail on the differences between the two. And then after she gets done, if you have any questions, we can go through that, Rachel.
So as Heather mentioned, on the first page, we've got the sign. And as you can see in column for 2018 previous engineering report, which outlines the EDU assignment to the project. And then on the right, we've gone through and updated based on the USDA RV guidelines, what the EDU assignments to be. So, for example, a single family home is still 1 EDU. A two family home would actually be 2 EDU. A three family home, 3 EDU. If there are multiple homes on a property, say a house would be a mobile home, each structure would be considered 1 EDU. Apartment is 1 EDU per apartment. Commercial property, the EDU assignment is based on volume when you compare it to a single family home. So, for example, if a commercial property uses twice the amount that a single family home would, they are considered 2 EDU. Vacant properties are still 1 EDU. APW school district originally was 6 EDU, but again, we use the water basis to try to determine what the EDU assignment should be. And based on their reported water basis, they are about 81. Agricultural district properties where there's no structure and there's no water use, so there's still 0. Because there is none. Churches are 1 EDU. Utilities, if there's no structure, no water usage, there's 0. If there is a structure, no water usage, it's none. Municipally owned properties, again, that's going to be like the commercial property based on the water usage compared to a single family residence. The library would be 1 EDU. Cemeteries and parks with minimal to no water usage would be 0. That follows policies that we've seen in other similar communities. And then non-buildable lots. What we learned from the code and zoning officer is that properties within parish need to have at least 220 feet of road frontage and at least 1.5 acres to be considered buildable. If they were below that threshold, they're 0. Unless there's already a structure on that property. And then the notes on the bottom, our 2020 evaluation was completed using the USDA World Office standards. And for that analysis, we assumed that a single family home would use about 150 gallons a day. This is pretty conservative compared to other systems. We did look at other systems to see what the typical usage was. For example, the neighbor built in Mexico uses about 139 gallons for a single family home. And then on the back of that.
Before you go too far, how do you come up with 81 EDU for a safety level on 2 buildings?
So we contacted the building and ground superintendent to ask them what the water usage was. They reported that to us and they told us what the usage was in the school recession and when it's not. And they weren't able to tell us how much one building was using another building. We just lumped them together. And based on what they reported to us, we calculated 81.
You see that screaming up. You shot down the people.
They have one vote, John, just like everybody else.
Yeah, but it's 81 TDU, so that's.
Well, my understanding is if you look at some of the other paperwork, apparently some deals have been made for certain people, and APW was one of them. So this is why we're redoing this to make sure the numbers we read here are correct. I don't think you were there, but I know those that were, and that's what was told us. So should never have been sick. We can learn that. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No. When I spoke with the building and ground superintendent, he had indicated, yes, they would be happy about that.
And if you put 1 EDU per apartment, you got 6 apartments in one building, but you've got it down to 1 EDU per building in the same time, the landlord could go with that. Mm-hmm. If you put 1 EDU, you've got the sewer, that fills up the buildings. You can't afford it. And we're trying to get housing into parish. You won't be able to go in here when you see that.
And this is going to matter. A lot of this here right now. and part of a lot of people in the town.
You get a farmer building with 50 units in it, that's 50 EDUs that they don't go for.
And I understand that.
I'm just saying.
Right, I'm wrong. So after that summary page, is everything to be on previous? It's just report, and it's showing you how we're measuring, calculating everything, and then how we're studying together. So instead of being kind of verbal to that, would anybody have any questions on that?
It's one of your property, you don't have to be treating you.
So original commercial property for two years. So car wash, we would be able to figure out what the water is doing. If we don't have the water, we can look at what the similar property in another community. What they're doing.
Based on their actual water.
Right, right. So for example, there was some property where we couldn't get water. This wasn't normal. So we contacted another community to kind of a similar property and asked for their water. And did some sort of guessing as far as, okay, is it all the same size, about the same? And if it made sense, then we used that water usage to calculate the water. So, for example, Dollar General, we found another Dollar General in the same community about the same size, use that water usage too.
The same size. On the dollar, 990 square feet. I know that one. We've got a lot of flack on this. This looks, the car wash is a small building. It depends. Springtime, month, use a lot of water. Summertime, hardly any water.
If you look at it here, you take the annual average, so just, you know, in terms of process, this is a decision point for the board. And where this plays in, I think, is the next part of the discussion is how do you use factors of cost review? And then that's a decision for the board tonight. In the referendum, which EDUs we want to use, and which cost for EDUs we want to use. Knowing that rural development is going to use this right here. When you apply for your funding, we're going to say you have 552 EDUs. They're going to calculate what you can afford to pay based on 552 EDUs. So if you decide to build that differently, they don't care, but you're going to qualify for less money because they're gonna say you have more EDUs than what you're actually going for. And they actually do that because you do it consistently across our community so that you know if parish says, hey, we're only gonna charge our school six, and then some other community says, well, we're only gonna allocate through the use of our school, then when they calculate the cost for review, it's not gonna be apples to apples because every community is kind of doing something different. So this is why they have
and thought the district was going to put their input on this the water district for pricing.
Yeah, now actually have to go through a legal process and have a public hearing instead of referendum. And in that legal document for that public hearing in the referendum, you have to state what your cost for EU is going to be. And in order to calculate that, you have to determine which EDU you're going to use. You're going to use the 429, or you're going to go with the 552. Because that's going to, depending on which one of those you use, that will change your cost for EDU. And UCA has information to show you what those costs are. And the second part of that decision is there's different funding scenarios which they want to present also, and that's another decision for the board is which assumptions do we want to use for the grant funding that we'll be getting for the project. And that will also affect the cost for you. Again, going back to that referendum document, those are decisions the board has to make because they're going to be in that public hearing and the information that gets communicated to the public about the referendum.
Well,
But if they wrote it down, they wrote it down, Doug, but we got to give them correct information.
You got to get to the end of it and see what the total cost will be, and then we can talk to the
public.
And let them know, say, look, this is what the total cost is going to be. Leave it up to them to say yes or no.
You voted it down once already and it's crippled.
I know what it is. That's in fact a lot. You're going to lie.
Let me understand. You're going to vote no, Doug? I don't want to know. On this page here that says parcels that were they're partially in the town village, but they were not in the water district. I don't know what page this is. Nobody's here. I'm showing. It's right before these colored pages. It says they were not included. Are they included in this calculation? Do these people now have a vote that didn't last name?
They had started doing this EDU analysis, and they put together this specific document that outlined these are some parcels that probably should have been in the district, but they weren't. So when we took that information, we looked at that again and said, okay, yeah, it makes sense. They could have been. They are in what appears to be the district boundary. So we updated our list to include these parcels.
So they're in that 500%.
Okay. Yes, that's right.
But these are possibly people that did not get to vote the last time.
Well,
if they weren't included, they would not have been included in the vote, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
One thing that's going to weigh on us. As dry as this year has been. It's been a dry year, so a lot of people are going to say, hey, what's going to happen next year? I'm saying yes to the water. I talked to a person Monday, is living in the place for 24 years, he's got a bill well, and it went dry this past weekend.
More than one.
Yeah, but this is just one person I dealt with, and you know who it was.
I know.
Can I ask why these names weren't included on the original list? I mean, if they're all within the boundaries, why were they discluded? John, maybe you know.
Yeah, I
can't
answer that one quick.
Okay.
We're not sure why they weren't included.
I thought maybe John knew because he was part of that.
No, whatever we get, for some reason, I think there are changes.
That's okay. I don't
want to
get stuck on that. Maybe you can answer later,
Robin.
I'm just curious.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Any other questions regarding the EDUs before we move on to the funding discussion?
I have an issue about it. I don't know that it's in here. Remember, Church of the Water District comes out 26 and goes up, and there's a road that comes down to 81. I don't know the name of that, but there's like houses on it. Is that
Smoky Hollow Road?
Yeah, is that included now in this or no? Because it's probably the one we share. Because if you do a water district too, I don't know where it's going to cut into that.
It's supposed to be at the three. Only like three houses on there. Yeah, but you don't know how many it could be.
Well, it's.
I thought you had said it wasn't included. You didn't think it was included originally. It was excluded from the district.
Right, because if you look at the map, it's not included, but I just didn't know if you guys...
So the map doesn't change. You know, we're doing isn't in any way changing the district boundaries. The town forms the district, and that district map exists. We just looked at the map and pulled the parcels over the top of it, and that comes down from the reference. But we're not changing those boundaries at all.
You answered my question.
Yeah. And then the referendum goes down, you want to chop it up and do whatever. I mean, at that point, you're really starting over again. It may be, it,
in the IMA between the town and the village can change, and what the whole thing can change at that point. But you don't want to start messing with your district boundaries in the middle of where you are right now. You've already established that.
I was just hoping.
Okay. Now, that isn't to say you can't add, you know, like the worst section, if this goes through and you do end up moving forward and there's some areas that you think my service was not included, the district would be amended. That's easy. That's easy to add in the three houses as you are moving forward with your project. That's not a big deal at all. Yeah, that's really the cleaner way to do that and open the whole thing up and start all over again, because then maybe it's not just those three houses. It's the whole, all the public meetings and discussion all over again. Others that went through that, who's in and who's out. And I don't think you want to go there at this point. If you can add them at no more than the cost to construct for those EDUs, so it depends how far apart they are with the population density. You know, some areas may be very expensive to add EDUs to the spread, which some of them are hard to put a lot of money.
These are short roads.
Thank you. Okay. Anybody have any other questions about the EDUs?
Okay. We have another handout, so we'll move on to the funding scenario discussion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not giving you two. You want to
know? Oh, no. You have stereo.
You're not tired.
Yeah.
Another tree. Yeah. I keep those paper numbers. It doesn't care. So if everyone is happy, run through. We also created a cover sheet for this to do, which is to summarize the funding scenarios and then the pack of information on the following page. So starting at the top of the summary page, we included the original project that was included in the 2018 report. Total project cost was $9.2 million. Anticipated grant was approximately $5.4 million. The loan of $3.8 million. The equivalent dwelling units being used were 429, which resulted in a projected cost of $707.90. So that's the information from the current preliminary engineering report. Based on our EDU evaluation, we looked at three potential funding scenarios. So the three scenarios are based on the 552 EDUs that we just reviewed. So with a new project cost, we go through each of the scenarios. With a new project cost of $16,630,520, 12-month dwelling units of 552. The first scenario included a USDA rural development grant of $3 million, and also a $3 million grant from New York State WIA, which is the Water Infrastructure Improvement Act, a loan amount of $10,630,520. 2% interest with a term of 38 years from rural development. The projected first year user cost is approximately $1,093.78. So approximately $1,094 would be the first year user cost based on that scenario. The second scenario, and just a little background information, the maximum grant from the program is $3 million. That's what quite a bit of distance cap to that. And the $3 million in USDA rural development is based on a discussion with the local office. That's their recommendation wasn't included in the funding scenario. The second scenario includes rural development again, but this time it's included on the New York State IMG grant. That IMG grant is 40% of the project cost in the grant, not to exceed $10 million. So in this scenario, the assumption is that rural development would provide $3 million, and that's actually the IMG, not the RIA program. It would provide $5,452,408, which would be 40% of the project cost after rural development removed total project cost. So it would be $16,630,520 minus $3 million. The remaining amount could be funded through the IMG program with a maximum of 40% of that being grant. So that leaves a loan amount of $8,178,312. Also utilizing the 2% interest for 38 years would end up with an EU cost of almost $926. The third scenario is similar to the second. It's utilizing rural development, a $3 million grant for rural development, and also the IMG grant. The only difference is This last scenario included an additional $400,000 in grant funds. Tax source is undetermined at this point, but it could be through a DASC, SAM grant, could be a connection cost that the school could contribute.
Could be Northern Border Regional Commission.
It could be stimulus funds. So the $400,000 is not determined, but that would come grant. Ends up with a loan of almost $8 million. And the cost for EDU is approximately $909. And the reason we looked at trying to get to that level, the current comptroller limit is $912. So to get below that limit, it would take approximately 400,000 additional grant to get to that point.
And if the town is above that, then you have to take an approval from the comptroller. So you would actually do the process you have to go through to get that approval.
So you're saying everything on the EDU is listed from 1 to 5 or 81. That's what they have to pay for the EDU.
Yeah, the cost of greater one over is what the cost would be. So
the department goes in the town about $600 a year.
Right.
Most of it.
That actually includes the projected margin also. That would be the first year projected user costs, including water and debt. Aquafees. The second page actually has the breakdown of those. Includes the cost breakdown, all the fees that are included in the overall projected user cost.
Is there a chance we can get a zero interest loan, even hardship?
The interest rates have been going down. I know we've seen some fairly low rates.
That's zero now. So 2023.
The math with the USDA development loan at 2% for 38 years is actually less than a 0% loan for 30 years. So the rural development financing is actually better and bigger cost than the New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation 0% at 30 years. TSC cash on the maximum at 30 years, rural development takes not 38 years.
I don't think people can afford it.
Tell them people can't afford it. Or tell them needs water.
And that's up to them, so.
Yeah.
So I think the second part, you know, in addition to the town deciding which use scenario you want to use for the referendum, you also need to decide which funding scenario you want for that. You know, the first one, the second one, the third one. All of these funding sources are competitive. There's no guarantee. But you don't have to move forward with the project if you don't get the funding. That's typically the way this works. You know, if you pick a scenario and that's what you present, then the project doesn't go until you have all that funding in place. And then we start getting all of that funding in place.
Doesn't that do like most projects? If you say this project is going to cost $100,000, $99,000 is when the project is done, completely completed, you got to figure it out. You got all of your good. It's $150,000. You know, I mean, projects cool.
Not on the project that I work on, and that's why we do this stuff up front, because the last thing you want to do is end up in that situation. So that's why we solve the issues with the time delay in the original engineering report, and there's some other issues that needed to have that cost up estimate updated. So I don't run my railroad that way. I make sure that this stuff is piped and we know what this is going into. And then we bring information back to the town board to make a decision about
how to do it. So you're saying you can guarantee it?
Oh, I can't guarantee anything, but I can tell you on my past project, no, that is not the situation. If you talk to clients that we work with, that isn't the way it works.
Well, we try it, and then we'll be very different.
The project that I have worked on, into those projects are going forward, those costs. That's why it takes so much time making sure that those estimates are good.
So you can tell me how hard it is to do that. Has that ever gone over the original cost?
I can tell you that I've never had a council community and say your costs are going to be $100 for the beginning and then come back and say, oh, no, it's going to be no, that's not happening.
If it's got $15 million, you can say that.
$16,630,520, and we approve that. We can't go over it.
Right.
And it might come.
Right.
On yeah. That. What they have figured in the calculations is the math at this point. It could come in less than that. Yes. It can't be more than that unless they come back to us and say we've got to.
You as a board have to go through your whole bond resolution process all over again. And if your first year user costs are changing, then you have to take that back to the referendum. So you can't just arbitrarily increase those costs. Yes, there are things that can happen. You know, there are things that can happen, but if those things happen, you can't just spend more money without the board approving and the district approving how they're going to move forward with that process. There's, you know?
In 2 years, and then we catch up with the materials for price control. Right now, the price is tripled because they can't produce it fast enough.
Right.
You give it 2 years, and everything calms down, we're going to start getting more material. It's not all the price will come down. Mm-hmm. That's when you build it.
Yeah, I mean, cost ripple for even is just crazy.
And we know it will come down for a whole year at $20 a barrel. Don't come back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to help tremendously.
Yeah. But I mean, you could be conservative and you could say, hey, no, what we're going to present is the most conservative cost. Or you can say, hey, we don't think that's realistic because we don't get these grants, we're not going to do this project unless it comes in at this other cost. That's
going to make that the highest possible.
Right.
But you can figure it right now. The highest possible option, more likely to go down than this.
Right, and that's the decision. That's why we're bringing that to the board to say, hey, this is the decision point for you. Which EDUs do you want to use? Which grant funding scenarios do you want to use? And then that will drive what that cost for EDU is. And then that number will go into the public hearing information and that reference documentation that gets shared with the public.
No, we use that last column to get that over 400.
If it's above the $912, then the way the process works is after the proposition is approved, and this came from Joe Ruffel, the council, that will be putting all the paperwork together. He has the proposition is approved, but the EDU costs are above the controller's published threshold. We will need to seek the controller's approval for district funding.
Right.
So that's first you go through the referendum after you decide what number you want to use in there. And then if that number is over, then you have to go through that controller's
process. Carrie, how common is that? I mean, Parrish is not a large place and it's not a rich place. And that our numbers are so high. And the comptroller's numbers seem so low. How does that gel?
I had never had a project that was over the comptroller's limit. Most of the communities that I work with are rural North Country communities, San Lawrence, Jefferson, Willis, Franklin County, Oswego. They're small. They're really small communities, and they're not. So I have never had a situation. I've had some that are fairly close, but
this is fairly close.
Right, this is fairly close. Now, you adjust this every year, too. So, you know, what was it that many years ago? It was $700. Right. It would put, you know, it keeps going up every year, too. And it'll probably go up by the time this project's built. It will go up every year, I would assume. But I don't know what your experience has been. If you guys have done any that have been over, I have not had any projects that have been actually been over.
Yeah, I think we've done one, possibly, and that was a while ago. You've done one.
Yeah.
That was quite a process.
Yes. Yeah. It's in.
Yeah.
So the one project that I have worked on where we were over the controller limit is a very long and tedious process, and it took us about 18 months.
Well, the prices go up in that time frame, also.
Right.
Yeah. Now I have talked with one of the attorneys who mentioned they just went through it for another district and they got it through fairly quickly within just a couple months. So I don't know if it was just the timing of when I worked on mine,
right?
Because that was a couple years ago. So
I'm just hoping that Jim over there hands out more building permits.
So what's your idea about the 400,000 that's undetermined? I mean, what other actions? If there's a lot, is there a lot of actions? What was it about that there was a reserve settlement that might be available? We talked about a couple months ago, whatever.
So depending on which financing you go with, there's basically two options. Rural development with a 38-year loan at 2%, and Environmental Facilities Corporation with a 30-year loan at 0%. The 38-year loan at 2% actually is usually less. Your cost for the EDU usually ends up being less than 38-year loan at 2% than the EDU financing. And in order to qualify for the Rural Development Grant, you have to take your loan. They won't just give you a grant. You've got to do your loan for financing. So all these scenarios that we're talking about here have the Rural Development Grant in them, so they would be looking at the loan community
also for the finances, yes. In order to access the grant money.
But it would actually be better for the community to cost for the EDU or if the interest rate continues to stay longer, we could possibly go down below that.
And those are federal,
yeah,
state.
Correct.
Federal, yeah. So they're not even caught up with all the other issues with the state right now. which was supposed to be due in September. There isn't. There's no money. Now, the consolidated money application where all of the grants get applied for in July, there was no money that was available in July.
Tonight to go to 552, and we're going to pick scenario, I don't know, three sounds best to me, and the board decides to do this tonight,
And then we go to the voters. We have court hearing, and we go to the voters. Excuse me. And the ballot is going to be made up by Mr. Joe.
Russell,
thank you. Mr. Russell, he'll make up the ballot, and the people vote. If it's a positive, nothing happens unless we get all these grants, correct?
Right. So at that point, if the referendum was approved, then the next thing you have to do is amend your bond resolution.
Well, that's nothing. That's just the board doing it. If the people want it,
there are a couple of things that you need to do to submit the funding application. So, like, which is amending your bond resolution, the value of the project now.
Right.
So that has to happen. The other thing that has to happen, which these guys have under attention to talk about, is there's an amendment that needs to happen with the engineering report. So remember, we talked about taking the engineering report and submitting it to the USDA Rural Development to have it review it. Well, they did, and these guys got feedback from the engineer at Rural Development that said there's more work that needs to be done with the report, which I think you guys have to email from Mark.
Yeah, we're going to hand that off.
I didn't mean to jump the gun. I just meant if it goes forward and the people say yes, they want it, that and the ballot, however it's worded, nothing will happen unless if we put on the three, we get those three grants. If we don't get the three grants, then we're not doing this project.
Right, and you can even wait and not do the minor plan. Just say all we're going to do, the referendum was approved. Now we're going to do what we need to do to apply for funding.
Right.
And then we're
going to
wait until we have
all
the funding before we move forward.
Okay.
Is there a deadline then? Well, the USDA Rural Development is an open cycle all year. And the other funding will be built, but we don't know what everything's going to cost. So we don't normally, if we have what we're going to do in September, we don't have
But if it decides to come up in January and we get all this stuff done ahead of time, we might be able to put it.
Yeah, we'd be ready as soon as you did. If the referendum is done and you amend your bond resolution,
we're ready to go.
And you're ready to go. So, a minute, if the referendum goes through, then amending bond resolution is kind of a no brainer, right? Because district people vote yes for this based on the cost, and the bond resolution amendment is sort of a rubber stamp because the district voters said, hey, we want this project.
I think one step at a time and see what you guys get tonight and get it done for the district.
I'm just asking questions, Doug, so that it's clear on if it goes that way, how the vote would go forward, providing, and that's what we had asked for before, providing grants that we're going to go forward.
It is null and it's done. And then if somebody wants to pick it up, if the village wanted to do something different with a small project or whatever, that's where usually what ends up, if it moves, it ends up getting the district boundaries changed. But you can't look it back to see where it was. If it's voted down, it's gone. But you could bring back some other projects that maybe had smaller costs in a service area that's different, which sometimes happens. But you can't have it in other communities where
it's voted down. That's correct.
Harry, to piggyback on something that Gary said earlier about time expiring. So let's say we apply for that first loan, but the WIA is not coming for 8 months or a full year.
Yeah.
Do we have a time limit to use that money? Or can we float that for 12 months until the next grant comes, and then 3 months until that next grant?
So the rural development funding, the loan that they give you is a long loan. You get it at the end after the project is done. And so usually, you still need environmental facilities corporation to come here and give you a short-term loan. So if you are able to get that short-term loan too, you wouldn't get your short-term, and then it gets converted into the long-term loan. Then you have 5 years, I believe, from the date you first borrow money. Like, as soon as you borrow, you guys have a lot of money because you've been floating it. But once you actually sign the loan documents, you take out either a bond anticipation note or go with the short-term financing with ESC. The day you first borrow money, you have 5 years, you have to finish the project within that 5-year time frame and close the loan out. That's a
is the law thing. It's a finance law, you know, requirement. You don't want to go that long.
No, but I was just curious, because if things are going to be moving slower,
yeah.
I wanted to make sure if we did get one loan, that it didn't expire before we get the second loan.
No, once you get a commitment to rural development funding, as long as the project is moving and you're still doing something with it, your funding's going to be in place. Now, if you just did nothing, then eventually they're going to say, yeah, hey, we gave you this money and you're not using it and you got to do something or we're going to de-obligate it.
Right.
When you do that loan, no one development, when do you have to start returning that, paying that back? I mean,
yeah, so the short-term financing, the day you first borrow money, 2 years from the date you first borrow money, you have to make a principal payment. The principal payment is based on how much money you spent up to that time. That's how they calculate it. It won't be the full amount because it won't be done with the project then. And then once you close on the loan, and then every year after that, you have to make a principal payment up to the 5 years. And then you would be closed. Once you close, it's based on when you need your principal payment, when your loan payments are due. You know, so you typically, most communities, like, they don't start billing the residents. Normally, we wouldn't start billing the residents until you're, you know, maybe, I don't know, 6 months or a year from the project being completed. That they would get that bill when people are actually, you know, you're in construction and people are getting ready to start getting connected and stuff. That's not really the way that works.
Well, to get the short term loan, it starts to start getting rolling, but then you might not get the part that rolls up or get approved for that one on the wheel or whatever. But you're still responsible for paying back that short term loan.
Yeah, so
that money to get move forward, right?
Right. So I wouldn't recommend that you want to get all that financing in place. You want to apply to rural development and get the commitment so you know what you're going to get for funding from them. You want to get your own funding in place, whether it's through the international grant program or VIA or whatever that combination of your funding ends up being. And you also want to get your corporate financing. Yes. Because there's so many pieces to this, I would say you're not going to move on to design, so you're not going to be incurring any more expenses until you get over. You don't want that risk.
Right.
So you're minimizing your risk. So how's the best way to minimize it? Show who part of the design, that's the way it is. And you don't need to. If you do just what you need to do to get your funding in place, bond resolution, amended engineering report, and then wait until you get all your great things, the funding out.
You can always go back to one you got approved to say,
right. No, nothing happens if you don't get all your money, you don't move forward, there's nothing, there's no penalty or anything like that.
Just one other question because we had touched on it when we talked about the ball and the WIA. Those students, I know it's called studies and maybe the real term, things that we had to do. To be able to qualify for the WIA. And they had a lifespan. Because WIA didn't happen in September, some of ours were going to be like 3 years old or something. I can't remember that.
Your income survey has a shelf.
Okay. Are we going to have to redo that because WIA waited?
You're still in the queue. I don't remember the expiration date of that, but you have time for that. And that really applies to rural development funding, is that income survey. So if you're still, I think it's a year out, you got time. This process is doing so currently in place with the income survey is at.
Okay.
I don't think I think that in that also was probably submitted with the WIA application income survey information was used for the PDI as well.
I think that's what we were told. We were just afraid that the lifespan was gonna go away.
Yeah. Knows when the 2020, this will be interesting, at some point here, 2020 census information is going to be out, and that will be interesting to see how your median household income picks compares. Okay. It could go down, everything gets adjusted when that happens, when the new census data comes out, then, you know, everything changes, shifts, and you start looking at different numbers and stuff, but we don't know when that's going to happen.
Is it not that many do not, but it takes 6 months to compile?
Yeah, and I haven't heard that things are designed to deal with that.
That's a good thing. Okay, so.
I'll move on to the review of the USDA World Volunteer. Like this, correspondence, part of that given for everyone.
So, brief discussion has been handing us out. Introduction to this, the Amelia. So, the previous engineering report, as was discussed, was written really to satisfy primarily ESE requirements to get VIA funds. So, USDA has their own process and their own requirements for securing their funding. And they have a series of bulletins and guidance out there that gives us engineers basically an outline for preparing that engineering report. So what we did was we, after reviewing the engineering report ourselves, we found that in our experience there may be some items that don't quite meet USDA's requirements for the reports. And we said, well, we work with the state engineer quite a bit. Her name is Marcy Newman. And we know her to be a very thorough reviewer of our report. We've had very few reports go through that have not had a number of comments. And I attest that this one also received comments as what we just hand out. So she did what I would call a very perfunctory quick review. And she outlined 11 comments on here. Many of these we can actually answer in fairly short order, but there are some very big ticket items on here. And I'll focus on for our discussion, and we can go over some other comments if you have questions on them. For our discussion tonight, the biggest comment that I saw was item number 6. Which is the discussion and identification of alternatives. So the previous engineering report really focused on one alternative for serving the village and town with water and a source and point of connection. So what USDA requires is you exhaust all other examination of possible sources, other alternatives to your system. Getting water for your system, supplying your system. And I would also like to point out right at the bottom, this is just some of the comments for this PER. I've seen PERs come back with 20 plus comments. I've seen PERs come back with zero. Actually, the young lady sitting next to me is the author of one such PER. So if you're familiar with the process, you can get through Ms. Newman's review with few comments. This report, suffice it to say, as it was written back in 2018, would require a significant update. Any questions about what I've reviewed so far?
Can you be a little more detailed besides significant update?
Well, I'll get kind of go back to what we discussed about the alternative, looking at enabling sources to supply your system, perhaps looking at sources of development of water within your system, drilling your own wells, using a surface water source, whatever, what have you. They want to see much more detailed review of that in the report. Some of the items have already been explored, so let's touch on those. So the budget update has already been performed that we reviewed earlier, and the updated EDU assessment has been done. And USDA's guidance for their guidance. So those are some pretty heavy lists. So the remaining items are chiefly engineering, technical, and nature. And they also have some items of aqua that we would have to address. There's some ongoing disagreement about these materials and evaluation of materials between those two agencies. So we'd have to address that as well. So the remaining list with the update is really a heavy time.
Okay.
From an engineering perspective. As you can see, he's very detailed, and one thing about USDA right now, we've been discussing, they're really the only naming now, so they're also very good. They're really only the only funding agency that's actively awarding, just by nature of where we are. So, getting something in front of them sooner group is probably better, so we get it.
How long is this going to take?
To update the reports, I would say several months. And the reason there is there's going to be some back and forth with some other agencies we have to go through. If you read through these comments, specifically with ACWA, but also the local Department of Health.
And then, how long for you guys to do that? Is that beyond whatever? Or is that in your agreement already?
That would be in addition to what we've already told you. It was anticipated that the board would.
I believe you mentioned that before to us. We just sort of let it slide because we're hoping to be around so you're involved.
Well, and, you know, we kind of had a feeling that it wasn't up to the par to the fine agency, and Ms. Newman didn't really hold any punches. So
is this going to hold up our planning for anything? If it's going to take us several months to update whatever these things are, is it going to hold us from putting in for any, if all goes well, putting in for grant stuff moving forward or no?
Well, you need an approvable engineering report to apply for it.
So it is going to hold us up.
It needs to be put in. Now, this is a subsequent step to what we talked about earlier. It's really around the critical path.
Right, do the referendum, know what your user costs are, then if the referendum is approved, it's below the confidence limit, then you can go ahead and amend the engineer or look at the stuff and deal with the stuff that you need to do so you have before it can be submitted to the planning agency.
Even if it's not done. Even if it's not done. Even if it doesn't get all this done. See, I'm looking at this as being maybe 3 months out.
I actually think probably we have coming came off if they don't do this thorough review that RD does, you could probably submit another report. There was a application that came due in January. Exactly. And then you can submit the updated budget with the new cost. And then once you get these guys can still parallel out of it, working on the amendment. But RD said they need an update to the engineer report and they wouldn't issue any sort of funding for them until they have that done. But you could still, I don't think it would hold you up from applying for state funding if something came out before this was done. I think you could still finagle that and make that work.
What about USDA?
You're going to have to wait until you get enough. Yes, but they've already said you don't have a approval
engineer. Oh, thank you. Okay.
Yeah, this is from them and understand you have to deal with all these things. And so until you have an approval engineering report, they would not issue any separate funding award.
Okay.
This is kind of like what I was saying. You got recruit, and now we spend the possibility of wanting the amendment. So they're increasing money in about stuff that in the end is about 51, which in the end is going to increase the amount for the project. And this is just one more.
Well, this is great because, and that's where the contingency comes in. So when they updated this cost estimate, you guys may remember because we had a lot of discussion about that. There's a lot of contingency that's included in the project. In fact, I think some people said, why is this so much contingency? Why don't we lower this number? Because there's a lot of contingency. This is why we can lower that number and we're carrying all this contingency. They also carry cost escalation, assuming that the project isn't going to get done. Yeah, they're escalating costs, knowing that we're going to have these delays, including contingency.
they built in this cost, maybe this is the price already?
They built in, I think you guys heard, was it 30% of them?
Yeah, we built in additional dollars as basically taking factors for unanticipated.
So, like, we do this, they're going to that price.
Built in. It's still going to that 18 million, whatever, for exactly that.
Yeah.
That's where we're
going to have unanticipated costs and unanticipated and anticipated things happen. Very important.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you before that it was another cost up to the end.
Yeah. This would not be above what you would approve, and then maybe you should tell the folks that this would not be above and beyond what you would approve to go to the referendum to vote.
But if we approve it, if you do this work now, this is more money that the district's got to pay to get it fixed before we even know if we get voted up now.
That's why that step of getting the referendum completed is critical, because it would not make any sense.
You're not going to win your money until we get grants, obviously.
Right.
And they're not going to do it unless the referendum goes forward.
I understand that.
Okay.
I'm just saying, but they're going to, once they get it done, they're going to submit us a bill. They're going to want payments where we don't have to wait to pay.
That's why we would not do the engineering report update.
No, that's from the district.
I'm sorry.
We would not do that engineering report update.
Right. Well, we do that engineering report update, and we don't have our money yet. You're still going to submit a bill, and you're going to want to get paid.
So that's what we talked about before, Doug. If you want to count whatever the point, this is the choice if you want to take out a ban. So if you want to take out a ban, you can. You can take out a ban, but you have to decide who will be there or not, or you can float it. Well, ban would actually probably be a better way to go, because if
they still got to pay it back in the way of
that. They do, but like, let's say the district just goes going down, right? Okay, let's say it goes down and the district owes, I don't know, whatever they involved, $65,000. You might want to finance that over some period of time, so you don't have to all pay it all at once. Yeah. Yeah. That might be better for them to have them pay over a 3 or 4 or 5 year period, and so it's more manageable than them having to pay back, you know, the general fund. Same thing I'm saying for if you move forward with this before you have a financing place, you can still take out a band if you want to do now. And then as soon as you have your financing in place for 0%, you would pay off that band.
Yeah, right, but if it gets voted down and they're going to pay us something they don't have for the next 4 years, so we've got to get the
Right. And that's why you're doing all this stuff now. So the more we know about what's going to have to get done, the better off everybody is and can plan. Right, so I can give you this email if you'd like. It's just pretty short, but it's from Joe Russell, and it just summarizes what the process is if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
He says the first step is for the board to adopt a resolution to schedule a public hearing to consider an increase in the maximum amount of the project cost and the amended EU cost. We will need to draft that resolution to make sure it contains the required information. Following the public hearing, if the board makes the finding that the increases are in public interest, it will adopt an order that we will prepare. Under the statute, the order is subject to a permissive referendum, which means the board has the authority to send it to a referendum, which you have said you wanted to do. So the order will recite that it is subject to a referendum. From there, we can assist the town in preparing the proposition that will be on the ballot, scheduling and noticing the election. I believe it has to be held within 90 days following the adoption of the order. If the proposition is approved, the immediate process of the council is published threshold, which means the state of council is approved for the declaration. So it's a very specific process that you have to go through, which is, you know, the legal process, and Joe's just waiting for us to give him the input of what the project cost and the cost for you, and then he can draft the documents that are necessary for the for this.
Now, have you seen the documents afterwards and have that feedback?
Oh, yeah. He'll draft them and send them to you, and then he'll come to your meeting, and you guys will have to go through all this stuff. This process.
We pull that before we go through.
Right, you have to set the first step is before adopting a resolution to schedule a public hearing to consider increasing the maximum water project cost.
So the board got to decide this, the water cost, $16 million first.
No.
Well,
this is a bond resolution. This is just this order, what do they call it? Adopting an order limiting the user cost, not a bond. It's taking this information, you know, like these guys showed you on that sheet, but they're calculating, okay, here's how much grant we're getting, here's how many EDUs, this is the cost for EDUs. And we've got to take it from the $707.90, which is what was presented previously, to whatever the number is going to be. And that's going to be determined by the decision of the board makes about the funding scenario for the grant. And the number of EDUs. And the EDUs are important because if you're changing, if you decide to change those to go with what World Development said, well, that's different than what some people were told previously and what they voted on. So we want to make sure the information is out there so that everybody can see it. And they know what they're voting on.
So first tonight, we got to adapt EDUs schedule tonight.
Yes.
We approve the one that they brought us.
Yes.
Okay, then second, we got to pick which scenario we might want to go with.
For funding, correct.
Okay.
Which is basically what you're going to be presenting to the public. Which one of these funding scenarios is it going to be?
Right, and we don't do the amendment to the bond resolution until after the vote?
After the referendum.
After
the
vote.
Deal with bond.
Okay, so we only have to do two of them tonight. These guys. Yes? Okay. I know. What time is it? There's no clock in here either.
7:53. Yeah. I want to say I want out the ADU. Just for example, to be clear about the 429. But I assume it's going to be 325.
Yes.
But if I had a apartment with five apartments, I'm going to be paying $400. But if they go to the 552, I'm going to be paying $325 five times the amount of the apartment I have. So I'm really going to be screwed.
The tenants are the ones that would pay that.
Huh?
The tenants. If I owned an apartment building and my costs went up by $10,000 a year, that would be spread out to all of my tenants. I imagine that they'll have to figure it out because that's what happens all across the United States.
And I don't disagree with you, Gary, but what we, for me, must be for me, I wanted to make sure this EDU was correct. If you're a one, you get a one. If I'm a five, I get a five. You know, I want to make sure, hold on, Doc. I want to make sure that everybody was assessed appropriately for the EDU.
Oh, right, I agree with that.
Right.
I was saying, if I have an apartment, this is for history.
Yes, I went from a one to a whatever.
But if I'm being charged with one bill, to be charged with five bills.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You could have an individual family saying, yes, because of the beautiful hire. You're going to have the business people, commercial properties, and stuff saying, no, I'm not going for $400 a year to settle valid. I can't do it.
They get one vote here, just like I do.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. Well, that's saying they get one vote is kind of, in my my opinion, it's kind of mean. It's like, you know what? You might be paying $4,000 a month, but screw you, you only get one vote.
I can't help it. That's the way that's the law. Yeah,
I know the law. That doesn't sound right to me.
No, I thought by your 10, you had to get 10 votes for it.
Are you okay? I mean, you, how do you feel, John? You've been on this long since the year. It's easy to tell.
No, I don't. I said before, I should have been there for the building.
Right.
And you can't, if you're going for the federal law, they come up with something different. It's just like when the village has the sewer, it's one unit per apartment for the sewer. And with the water, we thought it was one unit per building on every lot. If you have some residential, it has three trailers out there, wow. But you're only supposed to have one, right?
Currently, yes.
But again, you're right, but they adjusted it. That's returned on the one on the other day.
Those are done. They have to use on this show, I believe.
Oh, yes. So most of the communities that I work with build the way that these guys just figured out. And we have the same discussions.
How does that affect their, I mean, now that they've got the one, how does it affect their?
Well, I'll tell you what their argument is for communities to build this way. As a single family homeowner, why should I be subsidizing the school? Why should I be subsidizing the Stewart shop on the corner? Why am I having to pay more because they're using four times as much water as me and they're only paying 20 to you? That's what the single family homeowner would say.
But the water is being metered.
It is. This is all in costs. This includes meter usage. These costs are being you. There's no other costs on top of this. What these guys are presenting is everything, including usage. So what we're saying, based on these uses, all in based on usage, a single family home, if you assess a commercial building to 20 EU, they use five times the amount of single family homes, then a single family home is subsidizing that business. That would be an argument that Clayton and other communities like that would take is they build exactly this way. They set out their EUs exactly based on usage. And if a commercial user uses 10 times more, they pay 10 EUs.
But if I got my home and my water bill just, I don't know, whatever, say $50 a month or something, and then you've got a commercial builder that's a car wash pump, and their water bill is $300 a month.
They're paying two EDUs, one for
each. But there is no water bill. There's no water bill.
We're talking about average cost per year. If somebody is two EDUs, and the average cost per year, let's choose $1,000 for the max EDU. So a single family home is paying $1,000 per EDU. A commercial user that is using twice as much water as a single family home is going to pay $2,000 per year, period. We're not going to pay $2,000 plus usage because that number is all in, depending on how you guys set up the rate structure. But the math, you would set it up so some portion of it's fixed and some portion of it is variable, and it would equal out to be the $2,000 per EU per year. What a lot of companies do is they set a threshold. Okay, so for the commercial users, what they'll do is they'll say, you're allowed up to this amount per EDU of usage. This is what you're going to tell me. So 150 gallons per day, 365 days per year, that's how much you get. If you're 5 EDUs, you get 5 times that much. And you pay this flat amount up to that point. You only pay more if you go over that. So then there can be a rate for now. Only if you go over what the threshold is for the baseline. So it's not like the commercial users are going to be paying more. The numbers that we're presenting are based on their usage. They're going to pay that much for their EDU if they are assigned EDUs and not their effect.
The thing is, you guys, we have to play for it. You can say you're all like to play for it.
No, we have to decide those two things tonight.
But I think you guys have probably this to Every new district that you guys have created, they're billing based on the RD guidelines for the most part. They are. That's the same.
The vast majority. We just did a district extension for water and sewer that they actually bill by. It's mostly commercial, so to evaluate it from the EDU perspective, it actually becomes very difficult because 97 parts are commercial. So they actually build based on like road frontage and usage. And this, in that case, we have to actually take all those commercial parcels and then what we did here, we basically produced those and made them feel like they were 1,600 homes instead of, say, 100 commercial parcels. And that's the really analysis. The discussion on how you build them is really a separate discussion. This analysis is so that USDA and me can understand what your typical residential user is going to pay.
And just because I was confused on that point, I think it's going to be important to bring this to the community forum that these EDUs include the cost of water. There isn't this EDU, which is very, very high, and a usage bill. There is no usage bill unless we are going to the far right.
I don't think you want to say that. What you want to say is forget about EDUs because most people don't understand whatever that is anyway. It's just saying your average cost here is going to be this much. If you use 5 times the amount of a single family home, then you're going to be charged 5 times the average usage per year. That's it. How you guys fill that out, some of it thick, some of it variable, threshold, whatever, we're going to set all that up into your larger spot. So, but on average, it's going to work out to be what the number is.
Right.
This is what you are going to be collecting from revenue. That's how all the math is going to work out. The cost that you're spending, the record that you bring in. Some may use more, may use less, but right. On average, that's what it's going to be.
And this is for you.
Right, these are all per year. But they include, again, they include all the aqua costs, they include all of the usage costs, everything. And the debt is not that on top of this. That's all in there.
Now, this is
that's your total project cost.
And that does not include the EDU prices. That does not include, okay, say it's $900, okay?
It includes the debt for the
water. Right.
That's true. It does not include
that. So that's a separate money that I have to come up with, whether a contract
one time charge.
Right. Still the first year. The EDU will be $900. Contract will charge $13,000, $14,000, $2,000. And then you cost me, I'm just an estimate.
Which hasn't changed. So what has changed? What's changed is you're going from $707.90 to somewhere between $909.1,000. That's what the difference is. So you're talking about $200 per year per EDU increase up to $385 per year per EDU increase from what was originally presented and voted on. That's really what we're talking about here, right?
Correct.
Right. The original one didn't include hookup, and people voted on that, and that was so. This isn't changed. We're doing the same thing that was presented
previously.
We did. It was super expensive.
But at that time, when we considered it, we were looking at 427 EDU. We were looking at 552.
Right. That's true.
Okay, so someone made a motion to approve the new EDU schedule. This 552 EDUs. I didn't hear you, John.
You want 552 EDUs, you want to do the 20.
I
have a motion to approve the 552 EDUs.
Okay,
the water system project. Okay, I need a second. I'll second. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Cronin?
Yeah.
Councilor Jordan?
No.
Councilor Wood?
Yeah.
Councilor Cronin?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, that's carried. Okay, so which scenario are you guys interested in going with? Scenario one, two, or three?
Number three, because we cut them off the other 400,000 in order to get it down below 912.
Okay, so I need a motion to approve scenario three for water district number one.
Yeah, I make a motion for number three.
What's that mean?
Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Cronin?
Yeah.
Councilor Wood?
No.
Councilor Wood?
Yeah.
Councilor Dunham?
Yes.
Councilor Wood?
Yes. Carried. Okay. Do we do anything else for you guys tonight?
No, I don't have today.
So, Mr. Russell, is, or you guys, we're going to have some good handouts. We're going to have a lot of handouts for the public when we do that public hearing, not just, I mean, you can have a board in your own so people can see it, but it's nice to have a handout for them to be able to take home.
Right. So, I'll talk to Joe. We'll let you know the board decided to give him the input, and then he will be in touch with you, Marion, to set everything up, and then we'll be there at that meeting to answer.
Second year cost. That if my first year is 909.
What was that? They were previously in the original engineering report.
So by first year, it'd be 909, and it would drop to 7?
No, I mean, the same methodology is going to apply.
Oh.
Like whatever office, O&M cost increases are per year, whatever those costs are, which are usually like 2%, I would say, somewhere around there.
The cost of water may go up. The cost of operating system may go up. The debt, though, what stays the same?
Okay. So it's like if my water bill may go up a little, in other words.
Yeah,
this is my first year.
Your debt is going to be constant. Your debt is going to increase over the life of the loan. So the portion of that $909 of debt is going to change. But
right.
Your O&M costs are because the cost of labor, well, you guys know what your town budget every year, right? Your highway department, your labor costs, your whatever. Those are your O&M costs. Whatever, 2% tax gap, usually most communities are staying within that. That's typically what I would assume for an increase per year, is like 2%.
If you don't build 50 houses in 1 year, your EDU is a problem, your nickel town.
Right.
Yeah, that's a really good thing.
Yeah,
you have development that's going to make everybody comfortable.
In Water District 1.
Yeah, Water District 1.
Is there a way, because I was asked the last time, since Water District 1 is going to be covering the pump from casing and then the top of the water tower that everybody, if we live long enough, is going to be using, is there a way to share that cost over the next other water districts if we build, I mean, as we build more? Just those two things.
Sure. So that would be like a connection fee. So if you expanded the district and somebody else tied into the district or whatever, you could have them pay a connection fee that helps offset some of the costs that that core district paid for those 10 years.
Okay.
And that does happen. And that's an eligible project expense for that other district too. Like, you, whatever you establish that you need to pay a $500 connection fee or something.
And then that would lower the EDU for.
Yeah, back into their overall cost. So typically, when you extend things like this, as it happens roughly 10 years from now, and we are just two, they would have a different cost for EDU. You're going to have to build their own systems, you're going to have to connect to new drives.
Right.
So they might get a connection fee, and then the cost of the water would be shared, which may help you guys, or that would likely be different to the financial.
Right.
I don't know if that's
usually the reaction,
but that's
something that might want to know.
I was going to say, make sure they cover that in the public hearing.
They said that's something District 1, when they vote on it, might want to know, because in that way they've got an idea that theirs could go down.
Right, the cost.
And that's
well, it could, but I think, you know, you want to be conservative, so you don't want to.
But I don't think it's right if Water District 1 pays for it. We have 10 districts that add to it and they don't pay anything.
Oh, no, they would pay. I'm just saying, I would never throw a public meeting and say your costs are going to go down.
No,
this is our estimate of your first year user costs, and they're probably going to go up 2% per year. That's what I would. I think that's a very conservative estimate. If you get growth and that happens, great. Everybody's thrilled, but I would want to create an expectation for voting on districts, making it something we don't know.
Here, you think positive, would you?
Yeah. But about the managing expectations, back to Gary's point about the $100 versus the $150, that's a really big deal. I think that's so seriously. You know, if you tell me people are going to make a decision based on this information, the lack of liability, because these people or not, it's very important and possible to people. I think that's why all this stuff is so important that the board has done over the last 6 months. To this point, I think you guys have done a really good job of digging into the meetings and getting the information out there, updating their cases. That's information you can't ask.
Well, one of the problems is when everybody here is seeing, but it's keeping the letter, this project is allocated $50 million. Well, they just got a temporary, but the total cost is $73.5 million. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But they're always seems to be a lot of applications that you
do. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, if you think you can start getting out there, I'll tell you, you know, you can't, boom, all this cost you can do this because you can detect it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think the people that are down there, they're different ones. Which we really don't have to say over, but if I was going to pay the cost, pay a contract to hook up to my water, I'd probably be negotiating with my neighbors to say, no, you can get this contract, still come in and do a cheaper because we pour out in the water.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, other than this contract and this house, contract and this house, maybe we can get a new rate.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got to ask one double question. When we were talking about 707 EDUs, whatever it was the last one, did that include the water usage?
Every water, yeah.
It did? I didn't remember that. That's why I'm surprised that you're saying this 909 includes an average of water per place.
The $707 per EDU was in the 2018 report included usage and
debt. Okay. Any other questions for Carrie or DCA? Yes. Yeah. Okay, so we're waiting to hear from. Do we have to? Can we set a public hearing?
We need to hear from Joe. He can give you specific documents that you have to put out when you put that notice out.
Okay.
We'll be in touch with you and work with Kelly to get the notice out. Like you said in that email, I mean, that's kind of complicated and there's a very specific way that you have to do it. Make sure
you
do it right.
Yeah,
so he'll sort that out.
Okay, just make sure you send it to your folder as well as my office. Well.
Okay.
Send that here.
Sure.
Appreciate that. Thank you all for coming.
Sure.
Thank you. The paperwork was excellent.
Yes, thank you.
Seriously, very yeah. concise.
Yeah.
Can you want to take a break?
Me too. Careful driving. Thanks. Have a good night.
Thanks, Carrie. Thanks,
Carrie. Appreciate
it
if you put your mask on while we're in this meeting.
I'm only 6 feet away from the
screen. At the point you're in the building and the glass, you've got to wear it. So.
And within 6 feet, it's on for
you.
That's
a big issue for the schools.
I don't know if we have it or not.
There's an end.
Okay. Before we go into the bills, I want to explain something, Gary, to you. You had, and I wanted to wait for them to leave. You had talked about them sending me a letter thanking me and this board made the decisions, and it should have been sent to everybody. Correct protocol, just so you know, if they send it to you, the board's going to get the town board, the supervisor, who shares it with the board. They know. But I don't make the decision. It's more than that. But the correct protocol is they send it to whoever in charge of, which is the supervisor or board
member.
Yeah, they know that, but I'm just trying to tell you correct protocol is they send it to the head manager and he or she shares it with the board. So I just wanted you to know that. They did it correctly.
Why are you using your own personal email when you get a town email?
Because I can't get into the town email at home. And I get email.
I don't think the town document should be going to your own personal email. Everything should be to the town.
Oh, really? Okay, well, COVID hit, I couldn't go anywhere. How the hell would you expect me to get the information, Doug? It came to my house. I can't get all of
them. It don't matter. It's going to be going to your personal account.
Well, do we know it? All right. Approval of the bills. First one is budget modifications. We have These are both for the highway department. He needed more money for the equipment improvement. So we took that out of road maintenance. He has a lot of money in that account. And then the second one is he has to buy these masks. They have cloth ones, but he buys the disposable ones in case other people come up to them or whatever. And that's expensive. It's $84. We didn't have that kind of money in the safety supply line when we put the budget together last year. So that's what that's for, is the safety mask. So I need a motion to approve the budget modifications for September.
I'll move.
Richard, I need a second. Good kidding. I'll step in. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Tony?
Yes.
Councilor Wood?
No.
Councilor Wood?
Yes. And here.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Doug, why are you going no on this?
Because I'm tired of the transfers.
He has money and other money, so he doesn't have
any. One minute we had money, one minute we're broke, one minute we don't have any money. Now you just said the highway department's got lots of money. So
I have a different question on that. It's a lot, but did you ask a question about that?
We always do. When the last one I did, couldn't catch it. But we always ask him, I have to make sure what line
he was. That's a good question, because last time he wasn't asked either. So
this time.
But the mask and stuff, I think the county's got lots of masks and stuff.
But the cloth, the ones that he's ordering from here are like what you're wearing, the disposable ones. And they're $42 per box.
Yeah, well, I mean, now you're supposed to have a big supply that came in.
Of disposal?
Yeah, anything you want. I mean, hand sanitizer, whatever. The county came up with a notice that give a hold of the county without any mask or anything else. We're not every day getting the balance of.
That's the disposal ones?
Because the state passing off the municipality.
I agree. Well, I don't know who it's through.
County administration. Who's the one at the head of the purchasing? Somebody over here, I know that you have to call them and they'll send me the stuff.
Okay. We'll have to make several calls. I'm not sure what department would do it, but I'll ask him, but I'll remind him. Because I told him I said we expect it, especially since we're disposable. What are you going to do? All right, me and Richard did that one. All right, that's that one. Now we'll get into the bills. You may have received different copies of the list of vouchers, one from the accounting department, and one, I'm assuming, they each got one from you.
They had a
collective
moment. We had a conversation before the meeting started, and they had the same thing you had.
You and I had a conversation. You didn't say you gave it to me. That's why I'm asking the question. Okay, so you have the list of vouchers, not only from me and Sam, but also from the town clerk. I showed you the corrections we had to make. She put them in place. What I wanted to do is I wanted to show you what we have to go through every month to do these. She has to do her piece, then she gives it to us, and then we go through them specifically and, you know, do what we have to do. If there's corrections that we normally give them to Kelly, she puts them on, and then she sends you the copies. But this time I wanted you to show you. We're doing duplicate work, sometimes triplicate work, which is crazy. Should be done by my department, but you guys don't want to do that. So, two things. The copies of the bills that are given to us by the town clerk that I have, we have all the copies written here that Sam and I work from, not one of these bills is signed.
Because I made copies for you for your convenience, so it's not holding you up because I have to have them available for them. Okay. I have to be something nice for you.
It is, thank you very much. But my point is, by law, in order for the accounting department to pay a bill, some of these signatures are supposed to be on the bill. The vouchers, they can sign it if they choose to, but the signature is supposed to be on the bill, which shows, number one, you either receive the item or the service, whichever you... Hold on, please. So I have nothing here that shows that any of these bills were signed by anybody. The one that, Kelly, you gave me for you, for the mileage, I had no idea it was for you until I read the extra, because there's no name on it. The accounting department is supposed to receive the bills with signatures so that we know that we can pay them. They're supposed to sign the bills, is my point. So my question to you is, I have no problem with doing these because I haven't brought it up to you in the past. And most of them that should be before, I believe, had vouchers attached to them, which had signatures on them. This time we got the bills, and she's doing it so we get away, regardless of the reason. If the accounting department doesn't receive a bill that has a signature on it, we're not supposed to pay it. Enough.
No,
the accounting department is telling me.
She can talk, Mary.
Okay, I'm talking first. Well, I have the pleasure. I'm the presiding
officer. No, you have a personality.
Okay, I'll let you chime in later then. According to Office of State Comptrollers, in order for the accounting department to pay a bill, it has to be signed by the department head. If she had ordered something in the school department, she signed it saying, yep, I got it. Then the accounting department pays the bill, puts it on a voucher and pays the bill. Since this process is not what it's supposed to be, you don't know exactly what it's supposed to be because you weren't here before. The other ones, I'm not sure if they're willing to make a change. The process is not what it's supposed to be. I'll pay them this time if you want me to do it. But next month, if I don't get the bill with signature on them for Sam and I to cover and do what we have to do, I'm not putting them up to be paid.
He's got them right there. He's signed them right there.
Well, I don't have those, Doug.
You didn't tell me you wanted them, Marianne.
You used to give them to me, Kelly, and all of a sudden
I had them there, so you don't have them upstairs where I don't have to wait for them, or you don't have to wait for them.
A lot of times we don't sign them.
All you have to say is, I want to know you too.
Jen, I'm not looking for the board to sign them. I'm looking for the department head, whoever got the supply or the service to sign it. Not you guys sign them, yeah. But I'm looking for the... I don't have that as my quote.
All you have to do is ask me. We weren't happy to give them to you. I was saving paper. All you have to do is look at them.
All you have to do is give me that file. You don't have to make me a copy. Take that file and Sam and I have to go through and check them to make sure that they're right.
You write all over them, number one.
Well, I put the correct account
number. No, the correct account. You can give me the correct account number without writing it.
You won't change it.
No, we're not going to have this conversation.
Okay,
they are signing them, guys. They are.
I don't
care. Them.
Well, boy, well. That's my point. I tell you that the accounting department is supposed to have a signed bill showing that you received the product.
Yeah.
I don't have it. That's not, I'm not going to do it. You'll have
no problem. Let me explain something. You as a supervisor, a fiscal financial officer, you do not have the authority to say you're not paying bills. That the board says, hey.
As the non-supervisor, as the
you say pay the bills, you pay the bills.
As a person that's in charge of the accounting department, I'm supposed to be creating those, not her.
We say pay the bills, you pay the bills.
Well, we'll see.
It's not up to you.
We'll see, that's what I'm trying to
make
sure the process is wrong. And
well,
I'm
we'll
really
see, that's wrong. Yeah, we'll see, that's wrong.
Here, I'm talking.
Let's move on.
No, and the other one I want to change on A, on our account, you'll see the subsidiary account numbers. On her A, I got to look at it. There's none.
And we were told not to get put
that. Who told you not to do that?
Did they not tell us at the fiscal when we went to that? Is it right? You asked. You're not supposed to do that.
No, you did it on DA and DB. Why can't you do it on A and B?
Because those are trucks. You're right.
It doesn't matter. These are just different accounts. It's subsidiary accounts.
Okay,
that's what
we
work out of the budget.
You have account for a
debate.
For paper. It should be
They said if you want to use them in your office, they don't need them. The counters.
No, I didn't.
That's what we were when we were there.
You were there, you were separate, there you know.
Your office can separate them.
You can use it, but you're not as much as you want.
But for you to approve these, you're supposed to have the correct account.
No, no, no.
And that's what Larry told me. Well, if it's not in the budget like that for A and B, why is it like that for D and DA? Because it's not in the budget either, Kelly. I don't care what they are. You either do them all or you don't do any. And you choose to do the two and not the rest.
I'm not a
parent. No, I'm not either. I just want the board to remain aware. That's what it's funny because anyways. Okay, so.
You were supposed to be wearing a mask, but you refused to do that, so.
Yeah, yeah, I can't hear you, Doug, so don't listen to me. I need a motion to approve General Fund Townwide claims 191 through 204 at $18,401.47.
No.
Richard, I need a second.
Second.
Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Lyne?
Yes.
Councilor Ford?
Yes.
Councilor Ford?
Yes.
Councilor McDonald?
Yes.
No. Okay, B, I need a motion to approve. I wanted you to see the difference in mine and what she gave you, but she didn't give you the first one. Some of them were on A and were supposed to be on B. So we moved them and she did correct that. I need a motion to approve B, General Fund Town Outside of Village, claims 193, 196, and 205 at $43.50. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Horne?
Yes.
Councilor Horne?
Yes.
Councilor Horne?
Yes.
Councilor Dunham?
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips?
No. Capital Project H, I need a motion to approve number 206 and 207 in the amount of $382.
Under the money in the other account?
Yes. If I did, I would have had a budget, ask you for a budget transfer. Did I get a motion? Did I get a second?
I don't know.
Roll call vote, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. I need a motion to approve DA Highway Fund townwide to approve claims 170 to 177, $13,793.09.
Double.
And your second?
Okay.
Roll call vote, please.
77?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Councilor Ford?
Yes.
Councilor Donald?
Yes.
Supervisor
Phillips? No. Then I need a motion to approve DB Highway Fund Town Outside of Village claims from 178 to 185 in the amount of $17,647.82.
Second.
Roll call vote, please.
Yes.
No. Hey, thank you. You don't need to know, Doug. Okay. Okay, so before we go in further, and I got a question, because apparently, for whatever reason, we don't seem to be able to work together. Doesn't matter what I do, we'll say it's wrong, and others are more than willing to do something else. So I guess, what are we here for, guys? If we can't work together as a team to accomplish things for this town, which is what we're supposed to do, what are we here for?
I guess I'll be paying bills. We're spending money on it here.
Doc, what are you here for?
I think we're here for our
okay. You voted no on all the water things.
You voted no on all the things. I voted no on the water because it's not being afforded. And the mayor is going
to
have
to. You're supposed to be giving it up to the voters.
I'm not going to keep them in the. $300,000 bill to that district before it's over.
Okay. Well, it's up to them if they want to move forward. Eric, what are you here for?
Well, I'm here because I think there's some changes that need to be made in this town before it was spiraled into the hole. So that's why I'm here
tonight. Any of them? John?
We're here.
We're
here at the town board.
We don't seem to be able to work together.
I don't know why.
But you know, we've got to have some common ground. And they have to.
What do you want me to do different?
Well, I don't know what to tell you, but I say, you know, we've got to have common ground. We're the board. We can't all say yes to everything. We can't all say no to everything, but. We've got to work together.
At least consider things.
I was born in this town 82 years ago. This town has changed so much. In the last 25 or 30 years, you would not believe it. I'm disappointed in the town of British. I really am.
Well, I'm going to be making things to do better than this.
Play the board. The decision is not trying to work together.
You need more respect, you need more people to respect each other's decision. And you don't need a social dictatorship. You need everybody to admit that they're right or wrong. And number one, you need to remember who put it here. Okay? We got put here by people that come into a job, and I've heard from so many people. But we have to have one goal in common, that the people of this town, so they can afford to live here and prosper, okay? We can't sit there and think that this town is just a soaked up towel and we're going to rain for every penny we have, because this is not physical. We are not AC, we're not even Mexico. We are little old parish. So we got to treat this town as kid gloves, because we're going to make it grow. Because we're a foreign class that's been over time. And if we don't pay attention and straighten this stuff out, it's going to be nothing but an empty cloud of dirt.
You disagree with it.
And that's why, again, I've got to follow our pride and say, hey, what can we do? It's going to be beneficial, not to me, not to you, not to somebody I know, not to anybody else. What's it going to be beneficial to the town as a whole?
Don't disagree with it.
The thing is, every one of us here at board members got elected by the taxpayers of the town of Burbank. We are stewards of their rights, stewards of their money. And that we got to act on. It's like, just like the water thing, you know. I don't agree with that issue when I'm with it. I'm sure you don't. I don't know what's going to happen.
That's how we decide it, but the problem is not anymore.
That's why we have a board.
When we try not to say, they say, yes, we all have to want to 15 minutes. That's going to change. I don't know what that rule is. If they say, no, we don't want it.
They're going to give us the direction. Yeah. Why I didn't want to leave it up to the side of the lot. They can't do that. But you're right.
We're budget for it. I want to say that. I want the people in District 1, I want them to have their say. If they say yes, I said no last July. Because I knew these figures wasn't right. Not just talk to you, Gary. I knew these figures wasn't right. And I said no. I had a woman sat right in the front row, got up and spat right in my face.
Yeah.
And I never said a word. The next morning, I had over 25 people call me or come to my house and thank me for me saying no to the water because they thought it wasn't right either.
Yeah, there was a mistake made. It was a number of Americans tell each other. It was done from factory, we had a ground book, and we've been working on $9.2 million.
Right.
So for that mistake being made, the people in District 1 are suffering now for close to much.
For 16,000 something right now.
Yeah.
And way behind.
So that's
why I know the people need water. I know they do.
We got it.
Oh, yes. And I said no to it. I knew the people needed water. But I've got. When I knew the figures, but I got the smartest guy in the world, but I'm damn wrong with the dumb.
Right.
And I knew that them figures was not right.
Okay.
Where did it come out? We got paperwork all through the year. This part the money wasn't in there. This part the money wasn't in there. That's why it went from 9.2 to 16.7.
$15 million is a lot of all the figures. I've never seen a 15,000.
Right.
Well,
I
mean,
people said they wanted
to walk. You know what I mean? So,
this is
a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, I hope we can start working together.
Well, that's what I'd love to see.
Because if we're gonna continue to fight at these meetings, the only thing we need to do is come to the meetings with proof of goals and maturity.
And there's one thing you need to know, okay? Every department has a department head. Most of your departments are elected officials. So no one person is another department's boss. We have to treat them respectfully. You're not talking to the highway department, friends, as just friends. You're talking to the 300 or 400 some people that put in there, the mushroom job. Same with you. The people that put you there, same with her. The people that put you there for 20 years. Those things you're talking to, and that's who the respect has to go. You cannot like the person individually, but you have to respect that the town put them back in that position.
Well, that's something that I haven't experienced yet in 3.5 years, again.
Okay.
That's something that I have not experienced in 3.5 years that I've been here. I can't keep them in the audience, as well as people on this board, walk one side and down the other, and the rest of you think nothing's wrong with it.
No, we didn't get it out too.
It's inappropriate. I didn't before. Until this year, I
said. You're banned from the post office.
Who?
You can't put it in the post office.
Please. You don't even, number one, you listen to who's
saying
that.
The
point is, we're trying to work with, but if we're not going to be able to work together, then the meetings are going to be a lot shorter than 12 points. Because I don't want to stand here and spend my work. I put a lot of time into this stuff that you guys don't know about. You don't need to know about it because I'm the town supervisor. But in order for you to consider it, a lot has to go into it. And if we're not going to work together, and you had mentioned before about that position and me, I'm more than happy to do that. Nothing's happening. You know what I'm referring to. They don't.
Move forward.
So if we can't work together, because the reason I'm standing here, not for you guys, not for anybody in this room. It's for the community that put me here to do a job.
You're speaking well.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see when the next meeting goes with this one, because if it doesn't go the way that it should, I'm going to be just doing the agenda. Or that.
Here's one. We don't want to end up like Donna Albion. Donna Albion's got two board members refusing to go to the board meeting for the whole rest of the year.
Wow.
Just over top, not getting working together. Two words I was refusing, we're not going to another meeting, so January,
So I'd just like to say as an observer that this is the most communication I've seen this group do, and I think that's awesome. Even though it's a little frustrating, I think, because the time constraints, the communication is excellent.
I agree.
Yep.
You know, so yeah, we have long meetings, might be long, but you know what? It's 1 month.
Yep.
The other day can get things. Sometimes something can come over, sometimes it's very hard.
It won't, and it doesn't get straightened out if you don't talk about it. Not yell, talk.
We need to settle these little problems.
Yeah.
And right now, I don't have words to talk about.
I don't want to talk about anybody else.
Give our differences.
I also don't want to sit there and read people the meeting and say, oh, is that a left face again?
Yeah.
What do you want to do about it? You know, not feel, I know you're about to join me. Than I am every time.
You have more what?
I'm more concerned about the joint game.
No.
Because the game goes smoother and there's massive victories and stuff. And we get, and you know, you and you go to this meeting and it seems like 5 minutes in, somebody's going to have something.
Getting agenda earlier helps you know what's going on.
I can't get the agenda to really fast because I have to make the corrections and the bills and the extracts of them. And that's what takes me a while to do that. So
yeah.
I have to get that.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're down to old business. I need a motion to approve the resolution and the moratorium. We had a public hearing last week. Did anybody show up in that public hearing besides you guys? Public, I mean.
No.
I think one person showed up via Zoom and they just wanted to observe the session. They didn't offer any comments.
Okay, I need a motion to approve the resolution and the moratorium on freestanding solar panels instead of like installations within the town of Parrish. I need a motion.
I'll move.
I need a second. I'll second it. Roll call vote, please.
Before you're doing that, there's a question I have to make sure that there was important. We have funds in the state or something, and there was a question on that. There was no law or lawyer here to tell us.
Yeah.
This moratorium, to my understanding, is only for medium and large scale. It has nothing to do with homeowners, it has nothing to do with the NYSERDA plan. It's just for the medium and large scale farms, basically.
I had a question on that because it says if they add it on to their residential system. And I had a question on that because I know that I served, we have, how do you measure that?
Kilowatt.
Yeah, sizes.
Right.
It was allowed. And that was the question I had. Did that fall in there because the way they had it worded?
I did not look into that. At all, because like I said, most small scale are under 20,000, 10,000, 15,000 kilowatt is the number that falls in my sort of category.
Matt is not in the session, and Paul is not in the session.
And they're probably still under that amount. It's 20,000 kilowatts.
But this moratorium has nothing to do with those that are in a house.
No.
No.
So like, what is it?
Basically, what you're trying to restrict is these farms that pop up without a plan to tear them down 20 years from now. And you want to kind of make sure that they tear them down correctly and take care of the mess, but just don't pack up and leave, is my understanding. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Paul?
Yeah.
And once we pass the zoning law, the new zoning law that we reviewed last week, or so with Matt Johnson, this will go away. Because
holds you off for another 6 months. You've already approved one. This is the same thing that they're asking you to do again until we can get the zoning in the zoning law.
Right.
Currently, we have nothing or against them.
Right.
Well, the other question was if it's already on the books, if they invoke the law.
It expired. During the
coronavirus. You only want 6 months on the moratorium the first time. That's expired.
Yes.
Don't you make an amendment?
No. Bob said that because it's expired, we have to have a new one. And it's unfortunate because coronavirus is when it screwed us over. We couldn't get there to do it. So
I said, again, this is going to go away once we pass that big zoning one that Matt went through a week or so ago.
Right.
So this is just to cover us until that comes in. Do I have a motion in a second? I'm sorry. Dolly, do we have a motion in a second? We have both. Okay, all right, roll call, please.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. I need a motion to approve the agreement with Charter/Spectrum franchise.
He's on the Zoom session.
Okay, any questions? That went at the same time. Was there any question about that one? No? Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Yep. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. A lot, Matt Jameson sent us an update on the zoning law for the workshop we have. He was going to be available, but Paul says he's not there.
He's not on the session right now.
Otherwise, if you're comfortable with what we have, were you guys okay with what you saw and did with him?
Did he have changes that he was coming back for?
He sent it to
me. He had an email.
He sent you another email, 60 some pages with whatever it was that we had talked about.
Did you read all the 60 pages?
I did not. I went over the villages the last night. I didn't have a chance to go over today. There was a lot more in the town than there was in the village.
And I didn't go over because I didn't get, it didn't come to my house. It came to the office and I didn't get a chance to print it out. But we need to set a public hearing in order to approve that law.
Yeah.
Are you willing to set the public hearing?
Yeah.
Okay, I need a motion to set the public hearing. When and where? When and where?
Yeah.
So when, I'm sorry. Next four, the next eight Thursdays in a row, we're doing budget workshops at 6:30. If you want to do one before that, Kelly, how far out do we have to go? If you set it tonight.
It's step by step. There are procedures.
Oh, just a regular.
It's a local law. It's a local law amendment process. It's a little bit more complicated because when it involves zoning, there are additional notifications involved, and you got to refer it to the county and so on.
Before the public hearing?
I think you can have the public hearing while those other things are going on. It's just that you can't finalize it till all the pieces have been covered. Well, it has to be on file with the town, and you could even put it up on the website if you wanted to. It has to be available to the public for inspection. You need to notify the adjoining municipalities about the hearing. So again, they could offer the same.
Yeah, we have to send a
package too. Yeah, there are requirements to be done before the public hearing, things like notifications.
With that being said, how far out do we have to go in order to set the public hearing?
When did you want to do the public hearing?
Well, whenever, as soon as possible. I mean, we don't need to get it officially until October.
We can do it at 6 o'clock before our town board.
Yeah, so that's the question. Did you want to do it like before your next town board meeting, or did you want to do it sooner than that? Because if you wanted to do it sooner than that, then we'd have to start figuring out those timetables.
Are you guys okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll start the public hearing for Thursday.
Yes.
Pardon me?
Yes,
it has to go to the county.
Is that to ask the supply?
Yep.
Okay. It has to go to the county and go to adjacent municipalities.
The 15th?
Yeah, so John, I'm putting down that you motion that we set the public hearing for Thursday, October 15th at 6 o'clock.
That's the next
town board. You okay with that?
Yep.
I need a second. Yeah. Roll call vote.
Yes.
Mr. Gordon?
Yes.
Mr. Wood?
Yes.
Mr.
Neil Shatner, Tony Dick, and Murphy, and Doug Hutton were there. John's been doing this for 150 years. I've done it as much as I can as supervisor as well as counselor. But I want the rest of you to know that it's supposed to be all of us. Or two of us come in and two of us go, how we want to do it. But cleanup day is not left for just two counselors and a supervisor, or two trustees and the mayor. The mayor didn't come this year, but she did last year. So keep that in mind next year. That we were looking for more volunteers versus less.
The biggest thing was because of the date of the meeting and what a huge it is. But there's a lot of people working, so.
A lot of people working.
None of you can't cancel by the time I get older. But there's a lot of things to think about. It's kind of important that everybody's got time to do it. This year's been bad. C-19 here. So there's a lot. And it went well because a lot of people. Well, it's the weather, and it did set the rain in different places, so.
Well, it only sprinkled a little, and then it quit, but that's not the point. I was looking for more people.
5 miles away, it was raining so hard, it was almost stopped.
Yeah, somebody said that. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, a lot of people. Then I got one call. They said she's going to bring it down. I said, it's closed at 11:30, and she called me at noon. She just checked the grass window.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, keep that in mind for next year. Hopefully we'll do it again back in June instead of in August. Lease between the village and town. You guys went to the joint board meeting. Did you get anything regarding this lease?
Yes, they approved it. They approved it.
Yeah.
You approved what? I didn't even get to see it. How can you approve a lease that I didn't even get to see? I don't even have it. Yeah, I'll make a copy of it. Is that okay after Jan? I'll make a copy. I'll give it back.
You can have it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I just have to have a new title.
Was there anything in here about fixing the ceiling in my room?
Yeah, they were under the investments and they were under the redoing the office.
Gary asked about that specifically also.
He did. Thank you, Gary. All right, I'll read it after. Thank you. You got that, so. I didn't get a copy of it, so. I had to read that. Okay, thank you. On to reports for the next 2 months worth, guys, because we weren't here to do them last month. And please, I got it written here somewhere. If you're not going to make a meeting, you need to let me know. So that I can, if we don't have enough, I can cancel it. Please do not schedule anything for the night of our meeting. Only, well, other than budget workshops, and that, if anybody can show, our regular meetings are always the third Thursday of the month. So please don't schedule anything for that night so that we can all be here to do the work that needs to be done. That's not where I am. So supervisor's report. I was not here. We got 2 months worth. You're probably not going to have 2 months worth, but for last month and this month, did anybody have any questions on those? No. I'm sorry. That's how I went. Supervisor's report. You got mine for this month and you got mine for last month. Anybody have any questions on those? We approved all the bills. Yeah, I gotta get through this. Anybody have any questions on those? The supervisor's report? Again, you guys, if you want to see or have any questions on those, we have them in a binder for each month in our room. So if you want to come up and ask some specific questions, not only can look at this, but we can refer to the computer at the same time. Okay, highway department, anybody have any questions on those?
I have correction on the biggest one, but you can want to read correction on it. When it broke down real quick, first thing I would like to thank the highway crew. They've been working hard this summer on a lot of road projects, which I confirmed they use a lot of stone and oil.
Mm-hmm.
The highway crew has only installed 6 miles of town roads this year. the process to keep some of the town roads that are in better shape and good and safe driving conditions. There is still a lot of spray patch and ditch work to be needed to be completed. Then you have your highway building maintenance, like you request an authorization from the board to allow 5,000 of the building fund to replace the bad portion of the blacktop near the sand pile. This becomes a hazard of the crews during the winter months in this area is where the crews mix and mold sand. The two doors were brought up a few months ago. We have a quote from Mid-State Doors for an amount of $4,155 to replace the door in front of the building and install new handles on the side doors and have contract other companies and haven't heard yet. I do know for a fact, if you order overhead doors, it's going to take you 2 to 3 months to get them in.
Yeah.
There's no supply.
There's a shortage on them.
Yeah. It's been 2 months since I contacted them and would like the board to make a decision. And I know a lot of companies are not even building. Everybody's out. You can't get supplies. And the park plan that's crossed out.
I make a motion for the
blacktop
and the door.
Only thing I'm going to ask is, can you wait? I mean, if you're in agreement, no problem, but I don't know which lines he's talking about.
Well, you can talk to him.
I know.
Yeah, but we can make a motion and vote on it.
Provide the money in the accounts. Okay, so could you say that, please?
I didn't have money in the doors account.
You want the 5,000 and the 4,155?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll second
it. Okay, we need a roll call vote.
Councilor Horning?
Yes.
Councilor Jordan?
Yes.
Councilor Boyd?
Yes.
Councilor Jones?
Yes.
Councilor Bradshaw?
Yes. Okay. I'll have to ask him that because I don't know what council's talking about. So I'll ask him. Assessor's report, you got one last month.
The assessor is online here if you want me to put him on.
You can ask him if he's would like to talk.
Sure.
Joe, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, hold on. I got to turn up the volume on one of the speakers so everybody can hear you. Let's see if we can make this work. Okay.
Everyone hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Marianne, I apologize. I had emailed you my report for this month yesterday. I don't know if you received it. But I for this month, I have renewal exemptions. They're going to be hitting the mails. Big thing this month with the school tax bills, I've had an increase in phone calls and emails as far as people asking about their tax bills. A couple of issues have arose. One of them, I have a correction. It was my fault. I did a mathematical error. So I have the correction going into the county for that one. And then another one, it was an issue with the state, and I've been trying to coordinate with the state to assist the taxpayer get that resolved. The state has been slow to respond. I emailed the county today and she gave me a piece of advice. So I'm going to try that hopefully tomorrow. It should take care of itself. It's just, I assume with everything going on, it's just taking longer than it should. I have just got a batch of deeds from the county that I'm verifying. I'm continuing to work on routine, you know, inventory and building permits. And then the other thing I wanted to mention tonight was if you know anyone that's turning 65 in the coming year, have them give me a call. Any questions for me?
Is the town 100% valuation now?
No. we're 94. I think it was last February or March, I told you the equalization rate dropped.
Yeah. The ones that you said were errors, Joe, will they be corrected for the people for this year?
Yes, the corrections that are going into the county will correct the tax bills that were issued in September.
Okay, thank you. Anybody have any other questions for Joe?
If you have any questions on the equalization rate, I went over that at that board meeting earlier this year, but that's something that was, the hay was in the barn, so to speak, on that prior to July 1st of 2019. It's based on sales prior to that period of time and the assessment roll from before I came into this position. So that was done. There was nothing that could be done as far as the equalization rate dropping. The other thing I would mention too is out of all the towns in the county, I think there's only 6 or 7 of them that are at 100% currently. Everyone else has a fractional equalization rate. If you have any further, I do have the documents the state supplied me, how they came up with the equalization rate. So if you have any questions on that, it's probably 100 pages long. If you'd like to review that, I could either make a copy or give that to you so you can review it. But it's a rather complicated process in determining equalization rates.
When are you there in the office? Wednesdays and Saturdays?
Wednesdays from 6 to 9 and then other times by appointment.
Okay, so if the board members wanted to look at it, they can make an appointment to meet with you.
Pretty much any, for most part, if someone needs to speak with me during the day, I can make myself available during the weekend to come up there and meet with someone in person.
Okay. And the certifications, are you 100% now done with all that you needed?
Yeah, I supplied you with all that information last month,
yep.
But all the certifications I submitted them. If you need copies of those, I can send those again. But yeah, that's all that. All my basic certification is completed.
No, I can use this one for your file, but the rest of the stuff you finished this year, correct?
Right.
Okay, thank you. Anybody have any other questions for Joe? No? Thanks, Joe.
Yep, have a good night.
You too. Okay, code enforcement officers. Any questions for him?
I'm just waiting for my electrician.
Okay.
And once he gets that finished, I'll call you for the
phone. Call me. I don't babysit, so call me when you get it done.
I mean, I only waited 2 months now. But
you got a year.
Should have been done. Okay. Everybody's swamped.
Yep. Any other questions from the board at all?
I had talked to him about the downloads not mentioned. Kelly wants the guy to do what they needed to do. And all I ask is if there's a difference in this one because of the cutoff, not the cutoff, but given it to her late, and it's on his report but not on hers, just annotate that so that we know that his report might be 5,500, might be 5,000, and you can say the 500 is coming in next month's report so that they match because they think there was a discrepancy. So that's all I ask. So, okay. Appreciate it. Anybody have any other questions for Jim?
What was that again?
The convention on the 50 hour this year, and that's not a thing that's pretty good to see.
Well, thanks.
Thanks. Okay, next one is the town justice report. That's the check that she gave me for this month, but of course, the money that we paid out was for 2 months ago. So we got a check for them for $2,466. It's a little low, but with Corona, what are you going to do? Last month was
$2,487.
Okay. Sorry? It'll be going up now. Maybe. There's a town clerk report. Any questions on that one? Okay, last month we had something for the postage. I gotta look at that over here. postage. She gave us a sheet last month on the, we have a new meter, right, as of February, Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
So it gives us a breakdown of.
Each department?
Yes, I think so, yes. So that we get a better idea of how much each of us is using postage wise, so that when we budget for it, we can estimate a better dollar amount per department. So at least it's coming out now.
The departments need to take, keep track of it and put postage on when we need to.
Do they give you a check to send in, or what do they?
I think you send them, they would say, oh, they would do a voucher.
Okay, but they give me the money? Oh, I just take it out of their account. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my problem is if I don't have this, I don't know how much each department used to take out of their account. So.
They take the voucher and they estimate how much they're going to use.
Oh, okay. Post $13.50. What? Okay. So when you give this to them each month?
No, I just tell them they're low and they. How much is left, and then
they put it in?
They put it up and take it out of that
cost. Okay, that'll work. All right, thank you. But anyway, this is new as of this year, so thank you. Dog control.
We ever heard of them?
Yeah.
Do you have got the stuff in to mail off for the enumeration yet?
Yeah.
But have you received it to send it out?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just asking. Okay. I'm dog control report. Okay. All right. Talk about circuit rider report, sir.
It's okay. I do have a written report that I can distribute.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
My apologies for not having it again. Prior to the meeting, as I usually try to do. Put their paper on a new V1. Okay, the toilet commission offices are still operating at 50% occupancy level, which means the Watertown office will allow 50% of the offices to be occupied.
But all the Gill staff are working full time. If they're not working out of the Watertown office, they're working from home. So anything that you need us to do, we're prepared to help you with. The governor's executive order allowing remote meetings and public hearings via means such as Zoom has been extended until October 4th. If you have any upcoming meetings where that might be a help, I can facilitate a meeting. There's currently a requirement that public hearings include a remote access capacity. And I assisted the Parish Zoning Board of Appeals with meeting that requirement in their hearings that they held on Wednesday, September 9th. I attended the county's last Tourism Advisory Council meeting in August, and as anticipated, they postponed their September meeting, and they're planning on meeting next in October. In support of your planning board and ZBA getting their annual training hour requirements, the Tug Hill Commission has several training opportunities being offered via Zoom. You go to the Tug Hill website, you go to the training menu, and you select Fall 2020, you'll see the information that is on the other side of this report, the back side of the report. So. Those are some of the workshops we have coming up. I wish participating in a couple of those will give your planning boards and your ZBAs the 4 hours training that they need for the year. We are requiring pre-registration because that's part of the whole system of having people sign into the session and then issuing them the credit afterward for having participated in the session. There might be some on the back that you might be interested in things like evaluating and amending your zoning law. And these are open to you as well if you're interested in sitting in. One is on Tuesday, September 29th, toward the end of the month. And if you go to the Tug Hill website and you click on where it says Zoom link, you can sign up for it. And you don't need the training hours credit, but it might be an interesting thing for you to attend. Or if you just want to understand a little bit better how ZBAs and planning boards work, those are a couple sessions. And there's one on renewable energy and land use, which again is an issue that you have been dealing with. So you might find that one interesting as well. So feel free to take advantage of those. It doesn't hurt any to have more participants in any of these sessions. Some of these, they will have an in-person component as well because of social distancing and all that. The
they are limited, and they're not anywhere near here. They're up in the north country, so they're not the most practical ones for us to attend in person, but we are including that as a component on our meetings where we can. I continue to work on evaluating, removing, and recycling town and village computers, which were taking up space on the balcony, which we can see up there. And actually, there's two of them still remaining up there, which I haven't gotten to yet. Most of the ones I've been getting rid of have been, they've been old. Part of the reason that we're clearing off the balcony is because there really is no use for the town or the village in maintaining those computers. A lot of them are Windows XP vintage or earlier, and to give you a point of reference on that, Windows XP came out in 2001, and they stopped shipping it with their computers in 2008. So anything that has Windows XP, by definition, is probably 12 years old. And if you remember some of the computer specs on computers at those times compared to these, one of the ones that I was decommissioning by sterilizing the hard drive was a 512 megabyte computer with an 80 gigabyte hard drive, which wow. is tiny, tiny by today's standards when you have 4 or 8 gigabytes of RAM and hard drives that are 500 gigabytes or higher on routine computers. So big difference between those old computers and the ones that you're using these days. So basically I've been removing the obsolete equipment. Some of it, when I plugged it in to test it out, they didn't even work. So that hasn't been the case of the computers, but that has been the case of some of the printers and flat screen monitors. So those have been gotten rid of. And I'm continuing on that process. Still got them to go. We're getting done with that. There's still a lot of printers that I need to go through, because again, you run into the same problem with the printers in terms of obsolescence. If you have an old printer that needs new cartridges, you might spend as much on a set of new cartridges just to test it out as you would cost to buy a new printer. Because printers these days, inkjet printers, are pretty cheap, and that's what a lot of those up there are. So I got rid of the very oldest ones that were more than 20 years old. There are several up there that are close to that. And some of them are also ones that we tried reusing. We put them in Marianne's office and they did not work out. They were taken out of service when they were first taken out of service for a reason. So again, I'm continuing to work on helping you unclutter your balcony. But we're retaining valuable things like these speakers here that I just borrowed to put into use in this session, and I'll put those back upstairs when I'm done. But things like that could conceivably be usable, those are things worth keeping. So that's where we stand on that. We're currently at the time of year when towns are getting underway with work on the town budgets for next year. In the past, I've been able to provide you with a comparison between Oswego County towns for the current fiscal year. I hope to be able to do so for this year, but I haven't contacted the county yet to find out what the rules are for their building access and my access to those records. So as soon as I have that, and I hope to have it soon because we're getting into the budget cycle now, I will get that in your hands if it's available. Or if it's not, I may be able to do a smaller set just from the municipalities that I work with. I assisted the town supervisor in setting up the budget template for the 2021 budget. And one thing I realized I failed to include in the report, but I wanted to mention, I was able to help Kelly with generating labels for the upcoming mailing on dog enumeration. So I learned a new skill set from working with the assessor and him showing me how that was done. I was able to generate that set of labels for Kelly for the part of town that she was interested in this mailing going out to. So just wanted to let you know I was able to give that assistance, and I was happy to learn a new thing. And that's all I have for you for tonight.
Did you get a chance to work with Kevin on the new computer laptop?
I have not moved forward on that. It's one of the things that's still pending. You do need to buy a new computer for the tax collector's office before the first of the year, and he's got the money in the budget this year, so there's no real reason to wait. His computer is one of the few Windows 7 computers that the town has, which would not be able to be upgraded Windows 10. So that one is, and not coincidentally, I think it's probably around vintage 2012 from what I figured out from looking at it. So again, it's probably one of the least likely candidates for successful upgrading. All the ones that I've been able to successfully upgrade have been newer than that. So we do need to line up a new computer for him, and I'll make a recommendation for you on that at the October meeting.
Okay, thank you. Because I know we wanted to get it before December, because he starts doing stuff.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. He starts cranking up for the new year before the end of the year, and we'd like to transition him during the less busy time of year for him, which is now.
And, no, I mean, if you run into any glitches,
you'll at least... Well, yeah, there's always the potential of glitches, but just in terms of me coordinating my schedule with Kevin, if he's a little bit less busy, it's easier to get together and take care of what we need to get together, rather than when he's up to his elbows and getting ready for the new tax collecting year. So I want to make this so that it uncomplicates his schedule rather than being an additional complication.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Paul. Fire company information. I didn't get any this month, but I think there was one last month. Did everybody get it? Okay. I can't say ask questions because I'm all just not here. Next question. He's not here. He gave us some paperwork. Geez, I don't know if you guys got it or not. Can you catch up with it? Ted took the report from July 14th and said there was one page on it that he may have forgotten to add. Did anybody get anything from Kevin last month?
Yeah.
No, there was just one page for this month, but it was last month again. Okay, got that. All right. New business. Notification of your availability to attend meetings. Please let me know if you can't make it. If I don't hear from you, I'm going to assume that you're going to be there. So that if it doesn't happen, if there's not going to be one that I can cancel it ahead of time, it's the supervisor's responsibility, I guess, to cancel meetings. Okay, budget modifications and transfers for June. I think that was last month. Hang on. Okay, I don't know what that was. Okay, I'll have to check on that one. Budget modifications and transfers for June. I'll have to check on it. I don't remember what it is. Scheduled budget workshops, I gave everybody a copy of that last month. Does everybody have it?
Yeah.
It's the same as last year. And I've got the times written down, so if you're all okay with it, I got to get the information out to each department so they know when it is when we expect them to come, if they can. Everybody okay with that? Hello. Anybody?
Yeah,
that's good.
I mean, Gary and Janet, Gary and Richard and I approved it last month. So, okay. Mark your calendars because it shows the dates.
Yeah.
9/24 is the supervisor's tentative budget. And then in October it's 1, 2, 3, 4. And then 2 in November if we have to do 2.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I saw that. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. I'm going to really take that one out. Okay, this was something that Town Clerk brought up. It's a resolution regarding the retention and disposition schedule of New York Local Government Records, LGS-1. You apparently have to adopt a new resolution. Did you run this by Bob? Gannett?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if you really need to. It's a standard schedule for disposing of records in New York State. You really don't have any choice. The old is coming to a close,
okay. And
so you need to authorize to use the new one, and that's, you really have no options about it. There is a pro forma requirement to adopt it locally, but you really don't have any options. There's not like there's any other schedule you can't modify it.
Well, I'll make a motion to adopt the schedule.
Yeah. Did you ever get a copy of it? Yes? Okay. So we need a motion to approve the modeling solution for the retention and disposition schedule for New York State local government records. Doug, motion, I need a second. Who was that? Yeah. Roll call vote, please.
Council Horning?
Yes.
Council Jordan?
Yes.
Council Boyd?
Yes.
Council Donald?
Yes.
Supervisor Phil?
Yes. Parkers, we had one girl call me to see if they could use, Mexico has a soccer league and they wanted to possibly use our park from the end of September to the middle of October, end of August, middle of October. I didn't get to ask you guys last month because we weren't, when the previous were, I forgot about it. I think it's too late, but in the future, if that's something that they might want to do, because they've got to spread out to go to more places because of COVID, would we be willing to allow them to use it? Would we be willing to open it and allow them to use it for a fall soccer league for Mexico? I don't think they're going to play games. I think it's strictly practice at our place. Is that something you might want to consider in the future? You don't have to answer me. Next year, maybe you won't have to come in with us, depending on COVID. But
next year, hopefully.
If we are in the same boat, would you consider it for them for next year? Yeah. I'll tell her not now because I think it's too late anyways.
Yeah, because the park closes October 1st.
Well, it's technically closed.
Yeah.
It is closed, but she said the middle of October, and I thought if we were willing to do it, we could leave it open for that amount of time.
Remember, you got Jason might have opened and closed that, so what are they paying?
I don't know, and that would be the question that we could ask.
But you're charging the softball league.
They would have to pay. I told her that. I said there would be a charge for using the field, and they got to give us the insurance certificates that cover it. I didn't know how much it was, but I didn't think about the open and close. Thank you. Okay. Correspondence.
Wait a minute. We got some other new business, too.
Yeah. I had something I'd like to add to
the
business.
Yeah, I've got something.
Since I've been here, I've been on the board. I recently lot that I've been coming to these meetings, we've been having issues with them regarding finances and arguments and this, that, and balances and transfers and that kind of thing.
Wait, but I didn't know what you said, Jerry. I apologize. Do you mean?
Every time I've been on the board, we've been having issues every meeting about finances and arguments and everything of such a bad nature. And, I think from the beginning, from everything from just writing off in 2019, $100,000, and then having to jump through hoops to find out where $75,000 came from that we transferred. And a bunch of other issues, I think it was brought up to our attention by another town official that the board, and which is also in the comptroller's audit, that has been neglectful on their responsibility for their fiscal responsibility for the town and their responsibility they have, whether it's audits or whatever. So I was a little offended by that, and then I started thinking about it. I said, I think it's time, my opinion, that we start making some changes to benefit the town and start playing, step up to the plate. So my resolution that I'd like to bring forward is to advertise for a comptroller that's a certified CPA with a minimum of 3 years experience, which will be paid based on experience. Depends on experience. We need somebody in there with experience that can take and try and help this town financially that we can go to. And I think a comptroller would be the answer.
Are you talking about eliminating the bookkeeper?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
I think that's what I'm going
with. Nothing personal against anybody, but yeah, I think the town needs that. I think the town needs that financially. I think it's part of our responsibility to get someone in that's worked with it. And like I said, nothing against the bookkeeper, but that's worked with it down in villages and knows this and experienced at it. And in the long run, I think we'll can help this town from where we're going.
That is worth looking into.
What would that cost?
Yeah,
that's
a good question.
I was just trying to get an idea. Maybe nobody in the entrance. If they hear about it, sometimes people might go, I don't know, forget it. That's why I want the challenge.
Are you making a motion?
I make a motion to advertise for.
I'll second it.
Hold on a minute. When we first started doing this 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, when you guys decided that at any meeting you could bring anything up, you know, that isn't on the agenda, I had asked you guys to give me the information up front, or whatever it was, and I'd add it to the agenda. And we all agreed, which in particular said anybody can do anything up at the meeting. What we also agreed to is we would not vote on it until we got information.
Well, that's.
And that's what you, hold on.
Everybody should get information.
Could you hold it for a minute? So you're making a motion and you're voting on it without getting the information. I'm asking you, if that's what you want to do and look into, would you wait to get information before you vote on it?
You vote on it, you'll make a motion to do it, advertise it, see if anybody applies.
What would it cost? Let's start with that.
That's what we're saying. We need to make a motion to advertise it to see, you know.
You advertise it, and then you're going to say, okay, it costs too much, and you don't want it?
No, yeah, you advertise for a position. Not to us. Because we're the ones that.
We're the ones that set the dollar, absolutely.
Well, yeah.
But if they say it's X amount, and we can't do it, you're going to say, oh, I'm sorry, it's too much.
I don't think we can't do it. I think the thing is, who's going to be interested in taking on that challenge? Because it's definitely a challenge. As far as getting information, I don't really see what information you need to make a decision whether you want to bring a comptroller or not.
What it costs, what kind of cost it would be is the information I'm looking for.
Depends on
the experience. And they're at the job that they can do. The other thing, Gary, that you brought up, you said board neglected its fiscal responsibility. I have said this to you guys for 3.5 years. It's your place. All of you to make sure that Sam and I are doing this supervisor's report correctly every month. I ask you every month if you have any questions. And you asked me twice in your year here so far. Nobody else has asked me anything. I don't think any of you understand the document well enough to be able to ask the question. And that's not a put down. You've never been shown how to do it.
I agree with you 100% on that. Mm-hmm. And that's all the more reason to back what I said. I'm not an accountant, I'm not a comptroller. Mm-hmm. I think we need one because we are going from a $2.2 or $4 million a year annual revenue town to a project that could be $16 million. And we're struggling and fighting and arguing over $2.4 million. When the write-off, and I don't care, previous administration or whatever, to write off $100,000, like the.
Who
made it?
The bookkeeper stood right up and said, we got to be like a company, and we just got to write this off and start fresh, start
clean. Oh, you're talking about the money that nobody.
But I'm saying, okay, that's over $2.2 million. $16 million money, what, previous administration, he got to write off
$5,000.
No, absolutely not. You gotta keep. I'm just saying, but not, it's not an argument. I'm just thinking that the town people would like, maybe I'm wrong, but I think they would like a comptroller and the board to stand up to the plate and say, look, we're gonna try, not because they're accountants, but we're gonna try to make some improvements, okay, to help you. Then it's going to make some improvements in the town to see, you know, this is what we need to put in this much money in this account to lock up to cover this. This is what we got to pay for. This is what we got to do for this. This is our foreseeable future that may be down the road. Geez, who knows?
So you're not believing what the bookkeeper has given us.
What's that?
So you're not believing what the bookkeeper has given us.
I'm not saying I'm not believing it, but I don't think. Without defending everyone, she has the experience that a town of this nature
put it this way.
We are a parish university. We are hiring people and have people on our payroll that are not certified, not classified.
they become certified once they work for the town. They're taking classes to try and get to their position, but they're getting a full-time pay. And we, Paris cannot afford that. We're not Elmar, we can't afford that. We need people in here with experience that knows what they're doing. The taxpayers are paying top dollar. They want experienced people running this town and then they can go to. Okay, they want the assessor they can walk up to and get to come into and see once in a while. They want a comptroller that can sit there and say, this is what we got, this is where we stand. All the department guys can go in. Hey, I got this in my budget, this is what I got, this way, you know, they want that. I think maybe in 10 years, God bless her, maybe she'll be one of the best accountants in the county's got. But I don't think right now it's the caliber of what the town needs.
She has a degree, a 4-year degree in accounting. She's available when she can be, and if you wanted to go up there and then you could let me know, wait a minute, or her to go over this. Each department has received monthly where things stand for the department. If they don't understand it, then we're welcome to come up and talk to me, or Sam, or both of us, to show them where they started, what they spent, and what they have left. It's very easy, it's 3 columns. You're going to get it when I give you the 10 of the budget next week for the first meeting. What you're talking about, she does. She already does it. And I understand that you want a town comptroller. Number one, it's going to cost you big bucks. But number two, well, that'll alleviate some of the voucher stuff because that's the comptroller's job completely. But the pieces you're asking for, Gary, I give you and everybody else in the monthly report every month. All the information that you need is in there. Where did we spend that? Not where. That's the vouchers. But how much we spent for each account for each department. It's in the monthly report. If they don't get one, then one of it, they can come up anytime and look at it, as I've invited you guys. Anytime, come up and look at that binder, and we'll show you. I'll walk you through. The issue is, it's the board's responsibility, fiscal responsibility, to audit the department. Not just mine, hers, his, anybody that handles money. It's our place to do that. Do you know how to do an audit?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Well, I don't think so. Not according to, well, you may know how to do an audit, but not maybe not necessarily the way it needs to be done for a town. Let's put it that way. And we need the training. Do we get the training when we need it? Well, this year, no. But we need to get the training to figure out what we're responsible for. And I don't disagree with you. It's our responsibility to watch where the money's going and ask the questions. But if it makes sense, this one minus this equals this, there's no reason to vote no. The money is in the budget.
Yeah, but I'm agreeing with the one that the coding, the this.
The coding is my
job. Hold on, 1 minute we're broke, 1 minute we have
money.
Okay,
wait, I gotta go back to that $100,000 that you talked about. It was more than that you wrote off. And that was from 2012 to 2018. Nobody could figure out, including the controllers, when they came to do the audit in my office in July. No one could find where it came from, where it went, who got it, and why. They asked me, and I'm like, what are you asking me? I was doing nothing there then. Go ask Steve. Wouldn't ask Steve. Go ask Kelly. I don't even know what they asked. Go ask the counselors. They didn't even know that they were $215,000 in the hole. Didn't know. Nobody knew. I was surprised in February when he came to tell me how much we were in the hole. So we set up a plan, the board agreed to set up a plan, we did this van bond.
I don't know how you're supposed to know how much is in there when...
You're supposed to be asking...
All right, listen, when the supervisor hands you a piece of paper here, and tells you how much you got in this account, this account, this account, this account, am I supposed to get a lawyer to check that out and see if he's lying?
No, all you do is add him across so you can find out if he's lying. Wait, back it up. You're not going to find out if he's lying. If it's in the wrong
verification figure, how the hell am I supposed to know exactly what the supervisor?
No.
It's impossible.
But apparently it's happening.
I didn't know until I started, and I was shown, but I started looking at this. In the trial fund,
I go by look.
I didn't have any
idea, here, and it's good enough for me.
I didn't have any idea that we can afford 2,000 a year. It's the same.
in all, okay, there's two accounts. There's a highway savings account and there's a general savings account. That's where all the money that comes in from the real estate that we get goes into one or the other. When we need it to spend money, then we move the money to A or B or D.
Okay, we got that much money in there and it's in a savings account. We should be paying off some of these.
We use it to pay the bills every month.
And then I told you that it went from $443,000 roughly in June or July to last month down to $418,000.
Look at your vouchers.
Don't we, do we need to approve those transfers? Did I say yes and approve transfers and I don't know what I was doing?
You don't approve it from the savings account to wherever. You approve it on those figures with the vouchers. They give you the accounts that we're putting the money in.
And why is the checking account staying at 26,000?
The checking account?
It just doesn't seem to change. It seems like that would be the one that would change.
The checking account should change monthly.
Great. 26,000 this month, 26,000 this month. Okay. I just don't buy this.
Well, what checking account do you have to look at?
Grand Bank, where it says savings for the 400 or something.
In
it says savings. It sits in the triangle fund.
Okay, I have to look.
We got a motion and a second to get everybody. Let's see if you get anybody to reply to what it would cost. So I would suggest probably Mr. Wilcox.
We actually delay the vote until we get some information.
What is the ultimate goal of having a comptroller? Is it to audit what we already have?
No, so for some, again, experience, personnel, with town, villages, and funds and stuff, they can sit there and say, look, okay, Parrish, I know this, I just come in as an accountant or comptroller, looked at your books. This is what you got, this is what you own, this is what's in funds that gotta be paid back. So this is the shape that you're in. If we follow these protocols and stay by them, this is what we can be. This is where we can be.
So that sounds like an audit.
It's not an audit, it's not just saying this is what we can be, here we go. You can be this way and I'll do it for you. I will do it for you. And I will guarantee I will do this for you. That's my comfort is that. You know what I'm saying?
It sounds like it's already being done.
Huh?
It sounds like it's already being done.
It sounds like it's not really being done. It sounds like it's partially being done, but there's so many discrepancies and arguments.
There are no discrepancies.
You know, look, we did away with 100,000. We couldn't get the actual facts of where the $75,000 come from until I showed you the answer. Okay? We borrowed thousands of dollars in 2019 to pay a retirement fund out of the 2020 budget, which is illegal, but we did it, okay? And there's other, and now we're arguing over a $10 discrepancy there. We tried to accuse somebody else of money shortages and stuff. You wouldn't have this if you had a comptroller that was handling it. You know, we're going into big money in the future.
The water budget is over here, and you don't know this, but I'll tell you for the fifth time. The water budget is over here. It's completely separate from this budget. It has nothing to do with this budget. It's over here. So when we borrow the money for the water budget, if we get that part, that is a complete thing right over here. It'll be 16 million, whatever it is, and all the bills and whatever it is go over there. It has nothing to do with this account. Nothing.
So the comptroller, like right now, you can say, how much have you got invested in the water project so far? This is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we got. If we stop the right comptroller right now, this is what people are responsible for.
I could tell you that if I get on the computer.
But see what I mean? We got the effects. A comptroller will have
to be at our meetings. Answer questions.
You know what I'm saying?
You want Sam to give you an answer question today, so she'll be here to cover the bills for the pieces that you don't understand and don't agree with.
I understand. I brought it up as a suggestion.
I don't think it's a bad suggestion. I think what you need are more facts behind it. Because let's say you advertise for a comptroller and you get three people that are like, I'll do it. then what?
There's contours that do other towns too, so they might want to do our town.
No, I'm agreeing. There might be three, there might be four that say, yes, I want to do it. My so you're advertising, dear public, we're looking for bids on what it would cost to be our comptroller?
No, we're looking so we can interview for a comptroller position, depending on experience, whether they even want to take on the
And what do we,
What does that tell the...
You know, I'm not concerned what it tells Sam.
Well, I'd be concerned.
No, I'm not. I'm concerned about what it tells the public, the public in this office.
Well, when you find out it's 40 to 50
The people out there in the town that are paying the taxes, I'm concerned what it tells them that the board is stepping up and wants to take some charge over the finances in this town because that's what's killing this town.
You're responsible for that. You're responsible for that.
Right. And before you're going to blame me, my solution, in my opinion, is a comptroller. So I make a motion on it, and that's the way I did it.
No, you could pay it.
Wow.
But I think what it is, you're going to look into it. It's budget time. Once you get some figures, it's the right time to get figures. You may not be able to afford it.
I know you won't be able to afford it, but that
well,
I just
no, you don't. You haven't got any information in there. That's what they're asking.
Right.
I know approximately what you're yeah, okay.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Abstain.
Mr. Jordan?
Yes.
Wood?
Yes.
Mr. Donald?
Yes.
No, put it in capital letters, please, with an exclamation point.
No, I wouldn't.
Why not? You do things that they ask you to do. Never mind.
The other one I got to bring up, too, is I would like to see two signatures on the checks.
I'm not doing that. I've already created a
question. No,
I'm not doing
it's a board decision.
I'm not doing it. You can vote it. I'm not doing it. Go ahead, vote it.
You don't have a choice.
I'm not doing it.
You don't have a choice of talking to the comptroller. I don't comptroller.
That's what they recommend.
It's not your decision. Read your laws, Mary.
I know what
it
says.
It's not your decision.
I didn't say what it said.
It's not your decision. Now, we hope we get a hold of the financial institution. There will be no checks that will be honored for this town without two signatures.
Okay,
at the
and I'll stop writing checks. Nobody will pay.
You know what? You got your people that put you in office. You can answer that with the town.
Absolutely.
When
they ask
the question,
so,
that's a flag. We were brought up about talking about flags. Why would one person want to have their only game in the cookie jar?
Every other
town got dual signatures. Why would you
fight that? The other process is
for yourself would be saying, seems like you would be saying, yes, I want that because I want the proof. There's nothing out of two signatures, that's just fine with me. Why are you fighting that? Why would you be against that? I really want to know.
It makes your red flag go up.
I really want to know. Why would you be against dual signatures on a check like every other town has?
I don't know what they do.
Yes, they do.
They do every other town. Okay.
Yeah, Dr. Aaron, Dr. Aaron, Dr. Aaron,
as a matter of fact,
they will not be.
As a matter of fact,
No.
New York State law. But the comptroller, if it's passed, because I was going to suggest somebody else maybe. No. The comptroller, call yourself a doctor. You cannot. If you're going to have dual signatures on the check in a town, that's a fact. There's only two people in that town, the elected officials, that can sign those checks.
Okay.
It's the supervisor and the town clerk.
I don't believe that.
Well, you asked him. I talked to him.
Okay.
I said, really? Because I was going to have somebody else suggest somebody else. He says, you can't. By law, this is not a recommendation, it's a law. This is the only two people that can sign checks in the town.
I make a motion for a two signature.
I'll check it out. I'm going to
make a motion. I'm going to check it out.
I made a motion.
I second it.
The village. The chairs do signatures. Yes. Now the volunteers do signatures.
Every lot of
them. Checks and balances.
What do they have on us? Yeah.
Checks and balances.
They have the
mayor. The mayor.
Yeah, the mayor. Well, the village has mayor by Kevin, right?
Yeah.
Mayor and Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't sound like the supervisor and clerk. I mean, is it the law different for?
Might be. I don't know. Might be.
Abstain.
Council Jordan?
Yes.
Council Wood?
Yes.
Council Jones?
Yes.
No, careful, not for the next person board.
I think John had one more thing to bring up, and he should be caught up.
Oh, really? You're so happy, Doug. Mm-hmm. You make me laugh through all. Go ahead, John.
The budget on the current health care.
The budget what, I'm sorry?
It's already budgeted in last year.
I have the room the guy and to do the audit.
Oh.
He gave a proposal, I give it to you. I don't know, you talk to me, you talk to other people. I don't know if you are on that.
I talked to you because the coronavirus, everything's stacked.
Yeah.
I haven't been anywhere since.
But this guy shows up for a lot of towns.
Okay.
You pass this on to her. You got that. It'll send me an email. This is why I had to have a proposal.
I got two, but I got to go back to this again. We go down to the email. You want to say that?
No, you can have that.
Thank you.
Put everybody talk.
That name doesn't look familiar, but I'll check that.
He does a few other towns with it. They have no business stuff. He's got quite a record on there. But he did a proposal for you.
Oh no, Vanadio Grant Group, I got a proposal from him. So, but that's okay. I'll check that again. I know that name. I don't know his name, but I know him. Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay. Anything else new you want to bring up that's not on the agenda?
Doesn't have to be on the agenda.
Yeah, I know. That's for you guys. Not any place else, but that's okay. All right, correspondence. AOT letter with 2021 dues and virtual training information. One was from last month. That's Kelly. Well, it must be in the other. Did everybody get that? I think I handed it out to everybody.
Yep.
Okay. This is just communication correspondence. COVID-19 protocol letter from the mayor. And then we got an office contents letter from the mayor. Okay. I gave you copies. I didn't give copies. I think Kelly gave you copies of those. Those are here. Yes? Of the mayor's letters. Maybe she sent them to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you got those. Information, Tug Hill Times for July 17 and August 14 and August 28. I got those in case anybody wants to see them. We have them here. Okay. Minutes of Heath Parish Town Village Planning Board. I have that for July 27 and August 24. Niner, it's our policy brochure and annual report. I think I gave this, put this in your boxes. AOT, July legislation letter of in session. We're over here, I know they are, I gotta find it. That one, in session, yeah. The virtual training. I hope I gave that to everybody. Did I give everybody a copy of that virtual training?
It's in the
party. Okay, got that. All right. Regular town board Zoom meeting minutes for July 17 and August 20. Joint board meeting agenda 9, 10, 20. Joint board meeting minutes March 12th and June 11th. I just got those. Okay. Anything else? I'll entertain a motion after a 5-minute break to go into an executive session to discuss contract negotiations. I need a motion. I need a second.
Second.
Okay, 5-minute break.
I am resuming the recording after the break. You normally do have a motion to go to executive session. You did not make a motion.
Did I get a motion in a second?
Who made the, well, Kelly isn't here, so who's made the motion? Okay.
Okay, we're gonna go into exec at what time?
Looks like 10:05. Okay, hold on just a second. I'm going to put the other person in the waiting room, and Eleanor, we will be back in the Zoom recording after they're out of exec. So here we go. There. So now there's just the three. And I'm going to put the recording on.
Yeah. Hey, Tasha.
Did you come out of exec in a second?
Second.
Yeah, okay. All right. Did you have anything else to discuss?
Yeah.
Oh, we can do that later. Sorry. I mean, I just got it all for you. Oh, I'll put it out for next month.
Because
I think they're up in.
Oh, that's right. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot about that. Jack. How about Jack Brzezinski doing his position?
I saw that. I don't. Okay, can you give me a month? And the only reason I'm saying that is the information I got. Yeah, what's her name? Over the next week, though.
Betsy,
yeah, the property manager.
That's not the seat that's up.
Yeah, it is. That's what I got.
I know that's what you got, but they think somewhere along the way between Lynn and Evelyn and Kevin, the dates were on some of them were incorrect, and she said, Cece even said it. That's not the one that's up. So give me some time just to look. Can we go to the workshop? If there's about four of us, three of us there, we can vote right in.
A workshop is no different than any other meeting. You can, but typically you want to announce, when you announce the meetings, that the town board may be considering other business other than the declared purpose. Because if you call a meeting for a specific purpose, like doing the budget, that's all you should be doing, unless you've declared a broader purpose in advance. So it's not really a matter of, it's really not a matter of it being a workshop or a meeting, because they're all meetings. It's a matter of whether the public is, you're doing business at that meeting that the public had no reason to expect was going to happen. I mean, you can talk about it.
Can you appoint us by the end of September? No, October? Okay, so we can do it. I'll find out from her. She sent me the email 3 weeks ago, and I have not been on, guys, with my husband's situation. I haven't been on. But I told Cece, I'll look into it. She says, that seat is not up. Your dates on the people that are on there, the three of them, there's something wrong. So she's looking at me and I'm looking at her. Well, that was because I figured he was the next new person and I put in whatever I put in for Evelyn. Yeah, see, that's the one that screwed up. It's Evelyn's seat that wasn't 1 year. I'll check it and I'll get back to you.
Well, before we forget, everybody's telling me they don't want all the reports. They don't want all this paper. They want one report sitting on the table and passing them on.
That's a good idea.
Except for yours.
Save on paper.
Oh, for the reports?
From the reports from the different
they
departments.
They don't want all this paper.
There's no sense in everybody getting a report from every single department and wasting all that paper. So you get one paper handed around.
Pass around. Everybody
looks at it.
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Except for yours,
and
then obviously they
gotta
have yours.
Okay, so
yes, I got
yeah. Okay, got it. We got a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Wait, we didn't. I'm sorry. Can we get a motion to come out of exec? I need a motion to adjourn.
Same motion, adjourn.
Okay, whoever that was. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain.
Yeah.
Carry. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next Thursday for the workshop.
I recorded.
It's a hurt.